Hey, what's poppin'? Drew and Mike show is rolling on Facebook Live. And for those of you downloaders, probably your Wednesday diet. Facebook Live is brought to you by GrowGreen MI, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower. GrowGreen is buying 10 to 15 semi-trucks full of grow gear a week. And they've got you covered with all major brands in stock, brands that is, Mills, ProMix, Advanced Nutrients, Hortilux, Roots Organics, Mammoth Pea, and General Hydroponics. Great time to try out your dream green thumb and start your own home grow. Grow your own food or grow some green to help you relax during this stressful time. Curbside pickup available on phone and online orders. Grow Green is on M36 and Whitmore Liquor online at growgreenmi.com. And I can't even believe I'm saying this because it just seems like Detroit without Al Kaline is impossible to consider.
Very weird.
Al Kaline passed away today, which shouldn't be any big surprise because he's 85 years old.
Has he been sick for a while? Or
I wasn't aware of him being sick, honestly.
Huh.
But, you know, he signed with the Tigers the day he graduated high school for $35,000, paid off his parents' mortgage, and his mom needed some eye surgery, and he was in the big leagues a week later.
Wow.
And
what a career.
Quite amazing. And then in 1955, 2 years later, at the age of 20, he would become the youngest batting leader in the history of baseball, hitting .340 for the 55 Tigers. And then he would continue to play 22 years in the same uniform, which almost never happens. I don't know how many people have gone 22 or more. Very few.
No.
Just a handful.
Especially now.
Exactly. And then Al continued on TV with George Kell from 75 until 2002. And he's been an assistant. He's been in the Tiger organization virtually every minute of his life since 1953.
That's how I remember him, you know, being the broadcaster with George Kell.
Sure. And they were popular.
Mr. Tiger. Oh, they were
very well liked.
They were fun, yeah.
Yeah, Al's an interesting guy. I remember my college coach, Bob Humphreys, who played with the Senators, the Cubs, the Tigers, and the Brewers, I think. The Cardinals. He was on the 64 Cardinals that won the World Series. He had a World Series ring, which was pretty cool, I gotta say, seeing your coach wearing a World Series ring. Anyway, he always said that Al Kaline was the best baseball player that he played against in his American League years because he just felt he was always on. He did so many things well. He did everything well. He never let down. He was a smart player, took the extra base, hit the cutoff man. He had a great arm. He was a Gold Glove winner. He hit for
what
average.
What position does he play?
He hit for power, 399 home runs, without ever hitting 30 in a year. He was just a mark of consistency. And, oh, boy, that's doesn't get much bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, Ty Cobb, Al Kaline. Wow. Kirk Gibson, I texted Gibby, and he is supposed to join us in a few minutes.
Is it too soon to mention the mispronunciation of Al Kaline's name from the Riff days? I remember this vividly because I think we were in a commercial break and we're just sitting there going, wait, did we hear what we thought we heard? And we listened back and this is what we heard.
Saturday, the first 10,000 fans get an Al Kaline scratch and win collector card. Plus, 500 fans will win an authentic Al Kaline autographed baseball sponsored by McDonald's. Catch it all by calling 248-25-TIGER or...
Al Kaline, like the battery.
Horses. Water.
What's that?
Like the water.
Yeah, yeah. Susie had no
idea. Oh, boy.
That's a great name.
Well, you know, when you get in the upper end of things.
But even if you don't have any idea, that the copy wouldn't make any sense. But
Al Kaline is a strange way to pronounce Al space Kaline. But anyway, Trudy, what's going on, Trudy?
Not a whole lot. All good here.
You're wearing your master's jacket this morning?
Yes. My green coat always looks like the master's jacket, and everybody loves it, apparently.
Well, yeah, they thought you won a golf tournament.
Right, I know. I
it gets a lot of commentary.
I can answer any of the relevant golf questions either. Plus,
this jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin.
Yeah. Brandon, how are things over there?
Things are good. Things are fantastic down here. I finally am free. I'm child free for a moment for a show. So
that
no screaming from the baby.
He's kept that same background.
I was going to say the casting couch doesn't seem to get any action lately. What's going on with that?
I don't know, but the camera's right there on the table just in case anything breaks out.
No appointments?
Not yet.
You can't have any casting couch action happen now. Come on.
Trudy, what background is that? I don't recall seeing those three pictures in your background.
Oh, that's actually my regular wall.
I see. That's
specific what? Background. The lily pads from Maine.
Come on, your house sucks.
Did you move the microphone? Because we had the, what did Brandon do?
Fired that drop. Oh, it was very mean.
Nobody likes your house anyway.
I don't like my house, so.
I know how you feel.
But Zeus thought the King Crimson album jacket would be really nice behind me, so.
I agree.
Oh, well, there it is. Yeah. Looks like it's in the mic.
Wow, that is intense.
That is so intense.
Well, let's see. What is going on today? There are a number of things. It's funny, though, to see something like, to break through the news cycle, you have to really be somebody.
And how common of me, the first thing I said when you told me was it coronavirus? Because isn't that just assumed now when anybody passes away?
Pretty much. There seems to be some feeling of almost victory when the person doesn't die of coronavirus.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
It's very strange.
Well, we lost Tom Dempsey to coronavirus.
Thanks for listening to the show that you were on yesterday.
Did we mention it yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was breaking news this morning.
And it's in the show notes.
The Detroit Grand Prix is canceled.
What?
Yes. It's the end of May. I don't know. Why didn't it cancel already?
I know.
The Spirit of Detroit had a face mask on briefly, and it's been removed.
Who removed it?
I don't know. I guess it's disrespectful to the Spirit of Detroit.
Is it really, though?
No, I don't know. Well, I mean, they put a hockey jersey on it, and nobody minds that.
I mean, it never wears pants. I mean, that's pretty disrespectful.
It's not based on a real person. I mean, that's not a real person, is it?
Don't wear that outfit again.
Why can't they put it back on him?
I don't know.
Or her. Is it her? It's him, right?
It's him, I believe. Yeah. Boris Johnson is in ICU over in the UK. So, boy, that's pretty serious.
Yeah. They claim he's not on a ventilator yet, so.
And then we have interesting situation in the state where Gretchen Whitmer, who was on Joe Biden's podcast, by the way.
Oh, wow. That must have been a blast.
Yeah, some people are thinking this is another sign that Gretchen Whitmer will be his choice for vice president.
Good as done.
I was left with a few questions, though. First of all, Joe Biden is a podcast?
Yeah. Good luck with the podcast.
Really?
You want to listen to some of it?
Let me think about it. That's the second thing I thought of was, who would listen to Joe Biden's podcast? Is there really someone who would listen to it? Oh, my God, I got to get Joe Biden. Is this podcast downloaded yet?
No.
We love you, Joe.
And if Gretchen,
what chart is he on?
What's that?
Maybe on the comedy charts. Or
which chart
is he on?
There's a political chart, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh.
Or news and information?
Yeah. I hope each episode begins with a lot of technical problems that are so over his head. Like he just starts, like, hey, I'm Joe Biden. And then they're like, Joe on the mic. Oh, I'm Joe Biden. And he's really overmodulated. And he doesn't have headphones on and there's feedback. Just a total zoo.
Welcome to Joe Biden's show.
I was thinking if Gretchen Whitmer was not on Joe Biden's podcast and they reported that she was, would anyone really know the difference? I really don't think so. The stay-at-home order is also being discussed. Gretchen Whitmer wants to go 70 more days with the order, the extension. The head of the state house wants May 1st to be the last day. Now, they can always extend this. Why argue about this? I mean, you can shorten it. You can extend it. Is it really something to live by?
Well, yeah, depending on what the reaction of the disease is.
Hey, Mark, did Gibby request any music for his walk-up?
Gibby, do you have any music to request for your walk-up?
Well, you guys are the host.
All right, I'll find something.
Give Me Shelter.
What?
That's cool.
It's a rock and stone song.
It seemed kind of random, but okay.
Oh.
I'll take it.
Like what did you have in mind?
I heard it from all the guys and every single freaking
I don't think Gibby wants to walk up to this.
Why not? Too damn big?
No.
What? Okay. All right. Sorry.
Gibby rocks. Kidding me? Gibby, I don't even know. You're here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, he's walking up to the plate, number 23. This would be a good walk-up song.
Gibby Shelton.
Gibby, if you were to be playing now, what would your walk-up song be?
Drawing a blank. I think Alice Cooper. Come on.
Yeah, you're an Alice fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it'd be something rocking. But I wonder how much time people give the walk-up song, because I've heard people, you know, change it. you know, like, I don't know if they think it's going to change their fortunes or maybe a new song comes out.
You've been looking at some of those games on TV they've been playing, right, since we've been staying at home?
A little bit.
You notice how long we take it getting in and out of the box?
Yes.
And with no music.
Hey, how are you dealing with staying at home, Gibby? You don't seem like a stay-at-home guy.
We're in the process of moving, so we're occupied to doing that. But, you know, people like to get moving, obviously, and we'll do what we got to do.
Yeah, for all of us, it's hard. I would think as a player, it'd be really hard, too, to just have this, you know, odd entry into a season. I mean, can you think of anything that even compares to it?
No, well, in 1981, I think we were out like 51 days, and that was a long time. But that was for a different. That was labor peace. This is much more difficult to deal with the situation we're in from now.
You know, for a guy like Cam, your son, who's really moving up in the world and had a nice season last year and stole a lot of bases and all that. I mean, he wants to get on with his career. That's got to be a drag for him.
Yeah, you'd have to talk to them. I mean, they were there for 3 weeks, and everything was normal, and now it's not. But, you know, there's the cause is a little bit different, and everybody understands you have to participate, take care of business. But it will be interesting to see how things have changed when we go back to our new normal.
Yeah, I hope we play baseball this year. I can't imagine the whole season being gone, but we'll just have to live with whatever's coming. But today, you know, to cut through all of it, as I said earlier, there's so much news about what's happening. And then when Al Kaline dies, it's like everything just gets wiped out and he's at the top of the free press, the news, and everywhere. Lead story at 4 o'clock, because Al Kaline was first ballot Hall of Famer, a Tiger really since 1953, almost to this day, right? I mean, he's never really not been a Tiger.
Yeah, he's Mr. Tiger, absolutely.
What was it like? Now, your careers almost overlap, but not quite, but surely you knew Al when you were coming up?
Yeah, Al Kaline, I was thinking about the first time I met him was he had retired, I believe, it was right at the end, and I came down there, and he just had a way about him. Like, he showed me how to do some things. I was a little rough. I stood out there in right field with him because they were trying to find a place for me to play. So they moved me to right field because right field in Tiger Stadium was small. So Kaline was out there all the time. And, you know, I thought, man, this guy's smooth, you know. Even at that age, when I was coming in, Kaline looked like he could play just about anything. Every day I've ever saw him, he's just so such a fluid guy, such a great guy, and he had certainly mentored a lot of people that we know, and we've gotten a chance to be blessed with spending time with Al, and we'll pay our respects, and he'll live within us all. He's like the Sparky thing, how Sparky lives within us all. Al Kaline is such a different and special guy. I can't express our condolences enough to everybody that it hurts.
Gibby, what was it like watching? I'm sure you must have watched a ton of Al Kaline as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, he was just really smooth and everything. He's kind of reminds me of Tram a little bit, just the way they are personality wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's kind of Al Kaline, he takes his shots. He was a riot. You know, he'd get you when you weren't expecting it.
That's funny. I can't even picture that because he just he exudes so much class. And I mean, in the broadcast with George, he's a little loosened up. But
yeah, how was he as a broadcaster while you were a player? Was it any different?
Say that again.
Did he treat you any differently as a broadcaster, as part of the media when you were playing, as opposed to, you know, being Mr. Tiger?
You know, I couldn't. He treated me way better than he should have, almost, you know. But Ernie Harwell was like that. He really did. And he enjoyed coming into the broadcast booth. And, you know, we talked a lot of baseball, stood in the outfield a lot. He was very generous in his conversations. And he was a great mentor. And, you know, hey, backed it up, man.
He did. I got the impression that he liked putting the uniform on because they made it sound like he was still wearing the uniform at spring training until, you know, just a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah. He came down this year and he wasn't around as much as he used to be. He is, we have a common friend in Joe Serra. And we took Alan, his best friend, out to lunch up in Fenton not too long ago. Those guys, gosh, they're just treasures, you know. And we saw him down here in spring training this year, and he was not getting along as well as we've seen him in the past. But, man, this guy. Trav and I started talking on the phone about him today. You know, just relentless lessons, and you know, what a special guy to be around.
The Tigers have been lucky to have people like Al Kaline, you know, who've stayed in the organization for years and years and years. And of course, you're still in the organization. And I, you know, we think of Tram and Jack that way, and going back before you as well. So, I mean, it just, I think of the Lions with Calvin Johnson. What a shame that is. And how do they get him back into the fold? Because it is important. I'm sure a lot of people are focused on his 3,000 hits today and his 399 home runs and his 10 gold gloves and his 15 All-Star games. But he's a Tiger for 65 years.
I feel like it bothers me more that he was one home run shy of 400 than it bothered him.
He hit a couple of rain games, I believe. He hit one in a rain game. It got rained out. Didn't count.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that
hey,
stinks.
Speaking of Kaline, you were telling about all of his accolades, and he deserves every one of them. He earned them all. But an Al Kaline thing, one time we were at Oakland Hills at the Tiger golf outing, and a bunch of guys standing there, you know, everybody's there. Kind of got our chests out, our chins out. Everybody's getting together. And Al Kaline looks at me in front of everybody and says, "Yeah, I'm going to have to pay an extra assessment this year." I said, "Why is that?" He goes, "Because the way you go out there golfing, we got to beat it up." And he made a real ugly swing with his golf swing. He just dogged me out in front of everybody.
Was he as good?
I thought to myself, "Is that how I swing? Oh my god!"
Was he as good of a golfer as he was a baseball player?
He was good. Yeah.
Why do I feel like I knew he would be a good golfer?
Similar motion, kind of. You know, swing.
He just doesn't seem like someone who would do something and not do it well.
Yeah, well, yeah.
How about your golf swing?
Not so great. I'm lefty, though. So maybe you could give me some tips, Gibby. You golf lefty, of course, don't you?
Yeah, that's what you call it. I can hack it around. We can't play right now, though. So I'm just hitting them around the backyard, down the street.
Well, I love going to the driving range. It's always fun.
Can't do it.
Can't do anything.
I know.
You must be going insane, not being able to go out and do anything.
Are you like psycho speed reading right now? How many books?
Yeah, he is.
Powering through the book.
A lot of reading, a lot of documentaries. I'd say the TV screen is winning right now. But I'm about to order a bunch of books, and I will. I will scurry through them. How are your kids doing and your wife? And is... I mean, I don't know. I know so many people, and it really seems like the uncertainty, just like the stock market, people are worried about jobs and economy and paying bills.
You know what? I mean, we all have to deal with it together. It's not easy for anybody, but we're seeing each other, but not really at close range. Mm. And that's a little weird. And the Zooms and the Skypes and all that kind of stuff, that's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah, it is funny.
Somebody's going to start hacking into those one of these days, probably.
Yeah. Well, we've got our Brady Bunch format with Trudy's in the upper. Are you in the upper left today, Trudy? It's like you're in the upper left.
Yeah.
Brandon's in the upper right. Mark, you in the low right?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And I'm in the low left.
Oh, you're upper right, but that's okay.
And I'm upper left?
Yeah, okay. On Facebook Live you are, yeah.
Okay.
And it's just Gibby, pictures of Gibby when he's talking on Facebook Live.
Okay.
There's a lot of great pictures with you and Al, too. Just
see that.
You know what? First time I met him, then down in Lakeland was under Jim Leland. K-Line, he put me through K-Line 100. He taught me all the stuff you hear me talking about, what you do in the outfield. K-Line taught me virtually 99% of it. Then the right field with him and recognized with Northrop at the closing in 99 of Tiger Stadium. I got a good picture and the uniform and stuff. That was a really cool day. And then, you know, just working with him as an administrative assistant, special assistant for Al, and then having him on TV, boy, what that's a great time with Al K-Line. Boy, how special.
I got to look up his outfield assists. He must have had a bunch, unless people just stopped running on him because he had a fabulous arm from right field.
It was shallow there, you know. Mm-hmm. That was a good thing. It was shallow. He had a good arm and wasn't throwing that far.
Inaccurate.
I wasn't throwing that far and had a crappy arm.
170.
170 outfield assists? That's got to be up there towards the top. I'm going to look at the all-time list. Gibby, there's a picture Mark's looking at. Did you play first base in spring training ever? It looks like you're real young.
I might have a glove on just taking fungos over there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
What? I was pretty much hanging to the outfield. I like to run, you know, go get it.
You don't want to waste that speed at first base. But
do that? No. Cram says that's where all the athletes are, by the way, on the infield.
All the athletes are in the infield, according to Tram?
Yeah, that's what Tram said.
Maybe at his position.
Yeah, there's some pretty good athletes at short, I guess. But first base and third base, not so much. Catcher, not so much.
Where would you want to play on the infield? Infield in. Okay, man on third. One out, infield in. Let's see, Jim Rice up. You play third base?
Oh, boy. No thanks.
Having hook you. Yeah, I had a ball one time. I can't remember the guy's name. He took a bad bounce and took his hat off.
Took his hat off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
So I'm just trying to give you what it would feel like if you were down there at the hot corner with Jim Rice up. With Rosie throwing those change-ups.
Now, Rosie, there's a guy I would think would have trouble staying home.
Well, what do you mean, trouble? You don't have an option.
Well, I would think it would be hard for him. He's such a social.
He just got done doing the leaves.
The leaves?
Yeah. That's how you pass. You know what? To be honest with you, just taking the time and, like I said, go out and doing the leaves, et cetera. Would you say it's a little slower than the pace you usually run?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you're pretty chilled out when you get to do that. So maybe there's something in it, huh?
Maybe. No, it seems like, well, Dave just likes to hold court, put it that way. But he doesn't really have
Zoom?
Doesn't have a hold court.
The 6 foot, you know, the 6 foot separation thing.
Yeah.
With Rosie, you've always had to do that. The way he swings his arm. He's a great storyteller. He's awesome. We had some great times with K-Line and Rosie as well.
It was fun to meet his family at your event last year. They all seem like Rosima family members. Just super friendly, a lot of fun, and I had a great time. But you know, today. So sorry about Al Kaline, Gibby. I'm so glad you could give us a few minutes and some perspective on Al. You sound like you're really. I knew you'd be upset, obviously, but I didn't know how well you knew Al. I knew you probably figured you knew him pretty well.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's very reflective. Like I said, he was a mentor. And Sparky said, help this guy. I asked him not too long ago, what'd you think? And he's like, oh boy, we got a lot of work to do.
I can't imagine a better mentor than Al Kaline. That's pretty
cool.
Well,
I mean, just think of the fun factor that having been with him all that time. And, you know, his wife, Louise, I'm sure she'll have a lot of help. And she's a great person as well. And we feel for her. So good talking to you guys. Let's have the news a little better next time when you call, okay?
Sure. You bet, Gibby. Thank you.
All right. Hang in there. All right. Everybody else hang in there as well. It's a tough time. But, you know, there may be some good things that's come out of this. Maybe I'll slow it down a little bit and we'll get back into the same tank.
I'm hoping for that.
Amen.
All
thanks.
Right,
thanks,
together,
Gibby.
Boys and girls.
We'll see you, brother.
All right, thanks,
bye-bye.
Gibby!
Hiya!
Yeah. Wow. Again, Al Kaline. I was looking at his career. He's such a paragon of consistency.
Yep.
He never hits below 280. He never really hits above 320. He's always in the middle. He never hits 30 home runs. He somehow manages to get almost 400 home runs and never hits 30, which...
That's a lot of homers.
I have to believe that there's no one with more home runs than Al Kaline that didn't hit 30 in a season. And
yeah, that'd be a tough one to do.
Yeah, I'm excited to dig into his stats.
It was very serious at the end, but I did find another song for Gibby, so maybe next time.
Home Run Derby.
Got another long intro from Matt.
Oh, Matt Farley?
My dad said you ruined baseball.
World Series Game 1.
Oh.
1988.
No way!
Good old Kirk Gibson. Hobbles up to the plate. Two out in the ninth.
I got some of this
down 4-3. Man on first base. And on the mound was Dennis Eckersley.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
The count was 3-2. One more strike and the game was done. But then Kirk smacked a backdoor slider for a hobble off home run. It was his only appearance in the series because he was in so much pain. But he gave his team a boost, enough so they could win 3 more games.
You are
Kirk Gibson.
Gone.
I'm talking about good old Kirk Gibson. 1988 MVP, Kirk Gibson.
I love this.
255 career home runs, Kirk Gibson.
That's a lot of homers.
Lifetime average, 268, Kirk Gibson.
Bye-ya!
Why does it seem like such a sad song?
It seemed very contemplative for Matt Farley. Matt's songs are usually...
B-U-N-T.
Usually very upbeat.
Yeah.
They're always fun, no matter what the topic. It did sound like it was heavy.
He really needs to update his athlete songs, though. They all tend to be a little old.
I don't think he needs a lot of prodding to write a
song. Name another athlete, just any random. Well, maybe he has an Al Kaline one, although he doesn't seem to have many.
Well, how about a Justin Verlander? I mean, he's not that new. Or Trout. Steve Trout.
Oh, he's got two.
Mike Trout?
Mike Trout. Steve Trout. Steve Trout's the lefty for the Cubs.
Cubs, yeah.
I don't think we need a Steve Trout song. Is it a Mike Trout song?
Why are his intros seem to be longer and longer?
Is that how you identify his sports songs?
Yeah. Very concerned about it.
What's that bass?
Wow.
21 seconds.
Hey, everybody, have you heard about that amazing Tigers right-hander? Hey, everybody, I'm asking, have you heard about the Tigers' amazing right-hander?
JB?
Of course you have. Who hasn't heard about good old Justin Verlander?
Yeah.
Don't you know that he can break 100 miles per hour? Have you heard Justin? He can break.
Is he going through a jazzy phase here?
Listen to this
one. What's going
on? He's got... Can't believe he did a song about this guy.
Cabrera?
No. He does have a Cabrera one.
Well, our Tigers gonna be winning because they've got Brennan. The Tigers gonna be winning because they've got
Inch.
Brennan. Beep, beep, a beep, beep.
No, not even Brennan Inch.
Brennan Bosch.
Brendan Bosch.
You're kidding.
Oh, he has a song about Brendan Bosch.
Well, what happened to Brendan Bosch?
Didn't
it all happened so fast.
To the Yankees and then just kind of disappeared, didn't he?
Well, he had that outrageous, you know, first 2 months. It was like, this guy can hit anyone, anywhere, anytime. And then, yeah, then all of a sudden, he couldn't hit anyone.
Oh, Brandon.
Still was a great year.
My favorite.
Yeah, he jumped to the Yankees, then to the Angels, and then the Reds, and he was toast.
Oh, Brandon Inge, you do what you've got to do.
Brandon
Inge
song?
Detroit Tigers team.
She got a song for Brandon Inge's fake dad?
Dwight Inge?
That was funny.
Ooh, Dwight.
Oh, my. Hey, so did you guys hear I think Bob Geldof saw my tweet.
Yeah.
When I was demanding a pandemic
concert.
You passed
it along.
Because, you know, we had Live Aid. We had the concert for Bangladesh with my man, George Harrison, back in 71. We had the, was it 777 or 888 or what was that concert?
Oh, Live 8.
Live 8?
Yeah.
And now, you know, with what's going on, I sent Bob that tweet, and some people were trying to make fun of me, saying I sent it to Bob's fans. He doesn't even have a Twitter. But I think Bob saw it, and he passed it along to Lady Gaga. And she has announced her One World Together at Home concert.
Cool.
Now, have you guys read about this?
I have, yeah. I've read a little bit about it. There's one part that really stood out to me.
Well, about the lineup?
Oh, no, just Lady Gaga's quote.
What'd she say?
She said she spent the week...
Wait, there's 99... If there's 100 people in the room, 99 can ignore you, but it's the one that... Something like that?
I don't know. Has she ever said that before?
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and you just need one to believe in you, and that was him. So
you can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you, and one does, and that was him. So,
you know, there could be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe
in you. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Well, that's what you get for saying something cliche over and over and over.
No, she said that it's not going to be a benefit concert, which I thought was
kind of
weird.
Okay, so there's no dough. It's just for us.
I guess. Which is kind of cool. But then she went on to say that she spent the week calling $35 million in donation from corporations, tech companies, and philanthropists.
Oh, so it's going to be sponsored.
To fight the coronavirus. I'm guessing.
Well, that's okay. You know, that's a lot. That might be a lot easier and a lot more productive. Why not do both?
Do you think she was working the phones to get the 30? I'm just wondering. The 35 million? You think
I think maybe they brought her in for a big call.
She said her heart was both achy and warm for the world's doctors and nurses.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, Mark, because
your heart is necessary at this time.
Yeah. She is not involved, by the way.
Wait, how can Alicia Keys not be involved? She's got to be added later.
She's not involved.
Were you... I was so distressed to see that John Legend is, of course, in the lineup.
He is?
Yes, John Legend is in the lineup. John Legend, the worst thing about him is not that he's invited to everything. It's that he always shows up.
I'm the sexiest man alive.
Hey,
he's always free.
Hey, if you were him, wouldn't you want to get out of the house?
Yes, sir, I would.
The problem is she goes everywhere with him.
The most fascinating thing I noticed about the lineup of acts, and they've got some good ones.
Yeah,
is
your boy
that,
Paul.
Yeah, Paul McCartney. Elton John, Eddie Vedder.
Mm-hmm.
Why is David Beckham listed? Is David Beckham playing guitar now?
You know why? Because this is done with the Global Citizens Project, which he is very involved in, and so is...
So they have to put his name in there to make him feel good?
Pretty much. And as soon as I saw the Global Citizens, I'm like, oh, it'll be Chris Martin, but not Coldplay, for whatever reason.
It's silly. And, but is Beckham Eddie playing like hacky sack with a soccer ball? Is he going to at least entertain us somehow?
Yeah, they should make him go out there like a circus act.
Billy Joe Armstrong. This really bothers me. I don't know why it shouldn't, but I'm reading down the list. Alanis Morissette, Andrea Bocelli.
Boring. Yeah, oh, I mean, great.
Billy Joe Armstrong. Billie Eilish, and then I'm going down the list, Chris Martin, David Beckham, what? Eddie Vedder, Elton John, Phineas. Wait, Phineas is playing without Billie Eilish?
Apparently, yeah.
And we're all supposed to know Phineas as a solo artist? Is Phineas going solo?
He's got his names in, his name is in all caps, too. Phineas is the only person who gets his name in all caps.
I feel bad for Phineas. I was telling you the other day off the air that he's really the brains behind that operation, yet his sister gets all the glory. He's going he's going to break away from his sister and become his own artist, and she's going to go down in flames.
I think they broke
up. I'm so in love with my brother right now.
I thought they were going to be like Karen and Richard Carpenter and buy houses together and all that stuff. Richard Carpenter lived with Karen forever.
Really?
I think she got married briefly, and he was naturally upset, didn't like the guy.
Ugh.
Turned out to be a dick.
Oh, he eavesdropped on them banging.
I know.
Don't you think?
I would hate to know what Richard Carpenter has seen in his life. I really wouldn't want to know that. Idris and Sabrina Elba.
Yeah, they both had COVID, so, you know, why not?
J Balvin. Who's J Balvin?
He's an artist. He played during the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, I think he was up there on the Super Bowl with Bad Bunny.
Kacey Musgraves. Keith Urban, Kerry Washington? Isn't that an actress?
Yeah, she is.
What's
they'll be like the entertainment in between.
Who's that broad?
Does that draw people to watch the event when they see Kerry Washington's name? I mean,
have to have somebody in between the music to stand there and talk about, you know, what this is all about. Right?
Never heard of him, next.
She is hot. I mean, I'll tune in. Yeah. I will listen to anything she has to say.
Think I would, if I were, okay, I'm just saying, if it was Drew Lane, if I was going to be, you know, doing the voiceovers and stuff. And
who's that dude?
I would not want my name mixed up with all these giant names suggesting that somehow, although I'm not Kerry Washington, so maybe I'm just looking at it wrong. Lang Lang, who's Lang Lang?
Who?
Lang Lang.
That's a name?
Yeah.
Lang Lang.
Panda.
Who?
Well, Panda.
Ling Ling?
Oh.
It's a Chinese concert pianist.
Oh, boy, that's going to be boring.
What? Why?
I'd rather watch
Beckham. That's not a draw. Are they doing... You know what? It's funny. When I saw that name, I was like, I don't know who... I don't even know. I've never heard that name. And I thought, it must be some way... It's somebody who's on the list to make it more inclusive. I just knew it was.
Well, maybe Mark's playing some of his music now, right?
Yeah.
And then he's been asked this question, why are you in the lineup? And he's talked about why.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work, yeah.
Wouldn't you rather see Derek perform?
I would.
Yeah. Get out of here, Lang. Yeah. Lang.
Lizzo. When Lizzo's hot. Lizzo's
And people that's a smart one. Yeah.
Digging Lizzo right now for the young. You know, I mean, you got some people who draw the young people, the middle-aged people, the older people. Who's Malema? M-A-L-Y-M-A?
The first lady? What's the name?
Malema?
Malema.
Is another inclusiveness invite?
Maluma?
Maluma? Is it Maluma?
How do you spell it?
I thought it was L-A-M-A-M-A-L. Oh, maybe it is U-M-A. I thought it was Y-M-A. Either way, it'd be pronounced kind of similar.
It's a dude.
That's a singer from Colombia.
Colombia?
Wow, with a lot of streams. Man, do I feel out of the loop.
Well, he could dominate South America.
It's no contest.
Is he drunk? I don't understand the word he's saying. Oh, it's my second language.
What?
I think I kind of called this.
I don't speak Spanish.
Hey, coronavirus doesn't know what language you speak.
Paul McCartney is right under Maluma.
Who's and that old guy? You know there's going to be tweets. Right? You know when he's on stage.
Paul McCartney!
I'm sure.
There'll be tweets and comments like, who's this old asshole? Give me a bit.
Well, I'm sure Elton John will draw the same thing, and even Eddie Vedder, maybe.
Yeah, probably. He did he performed on the Global Citizen concert. Because people were like, who is this old boring guy?
You know... Elton John is, McCartney's older than Elton John, but Elton John, I can't believe, I think he's universally beloved. Maybe, I'm sure it leans towards older people, but I mean, he's one of the great artists, period.
They just have a movie out, too.
Yeah. Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the Jonas Brothers' wives. Yeah. Is she a big...
She was something before. I don't know what.
She's just, she's a model. She's just an influencer. She's beautiful.
So should she be listed right under Paul McCartney and right before Stevie Wonder?
Maybe it's alphabetical.
It is. No. Oh, I left out Shah Rukh Khan.
Oh, love Shah Rukh Khan.
And then Stevie Wonder's the last one listed. It's hosted by Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Steve Colbert.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
And it's April 19th. Wait, is it 19th? No, is it 19th or 18th?
April 18th.
18th, okay. I don't want it to be the 19th.
Why?
Because I don't want all this artists
sounds
to be,
like a great one.
You know, like Oklahoma City.
Oh.
It's on all the TV stations, though.
Well, yeah, because they have nothing else to air. What happens when they run out of things they've moved up? Is there going to be like nothing on television in November?
Because
they
can't film anything.
Game shows.
Game shows. Oh, with Alec Baldwin hosting them all?
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations to Alec Baldwin. He has knocked that hilarious up again for the fifth time.
Oh.
Oh, she's pregnant again?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure she'll let us know about everything, every step of the way.
Well, I got more music news in a second, but first, our friends at Zot Auto Group and DealsNadee.com are here to lend a helping hand during these crazy times. As most of you know, the governor has shuttered automobile sales for the time being, but parts, service, body shop are essential. Zot Automotive is proud to assist you with your automotive needs, offering pickup and delivery service from three locations, Zot Ford in Holly, Zot Dodge Ram in Highland, and Zot Toyota in Waterford. They can do warranty work at Zot Ford on all Ford and Lincoln vehicles. Zot Dodge Ram can do warranty work on all Dodge Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep vehicles. Zot Toyota can do work on all Toyotas, and all three locations can do general repair work on any make and model. Plus, Zot Toyota's body shop is an authorized repair facility for most major insurance companies and can perform body repair on all makes and models. So things are a little nuts, but they're doing their part at the Zot Auto Group.
Nice.
And then Adam, if you're a man facing divorce, are you dreading spending time at home with your wife during the coronavirus? If so, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Adam has lots of free advice available for you. The virtual office is open, and they are there to help. Go to adamdivorcelaw.com or call Adam at 248-356-2326, 248-356-ADAM, and that is that's for real. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of those problems are manifesting themselves.
Yep.
People are having a hard time being home.
Yep.
Hardly blame them. Okay, so, anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
You know, there's a story out. I think I told you the ones about the people trapped in the hotel in Australia. There's just this honeymoon couple that was stranded in the Maldives.
Uh-huh.
And they were the last people at the hotel. And apparently there was a law in the Maldives that no hotel worker can leave until the last guest is done.
It sounds like some old custom that they just strictly enforce.
The story's actually pretty funny, although I still think these people should take on a little bit of responsibility for not getting home.
But they've got all the help in the hotel kissing their ass, right?
Yeah, and they kind of pretend like they don't like that.
Oh, what a pile of bullshit. They arrived from South Africa, where they're citizens, Sunday, March 22. Wait, they got there on the 22nd. The virus was rocking and rolling. So fuck them.
Please don't say the virus was rocking and
it
rolling.
It was rocking and rolling. Am I wrong?
No, I guess not. Rocking and rolling. It's been rocking and rolling for about 2 weeks at that point, right?
Yes.
Rocking and rolling.
The holiday was an extravagance. They were planning to stay for 6 days, but since they hadn't lived together before exchanging vows, it would be a short firecracker of a launch to their marriage. By Wednesday, they received notice their country's airports would all be closed by midnight Thursday. Flights back to South Africa are 5 hours to Doha, Qatar, a three-hour layover, and then 9 hours to Johannesburg. So even if they scrambled and even to get a flight, the complexities of leaving their remote island ensured they never make it home in time or be able to go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So they considered taking the hour-and-a-half speedboat ride to the main island, trying their luck at the airport. But the Maldives had also announced their own lockdown around the same time, banning any new foreign travelers. If they left the resort, they might not be allowed back in. And, of course, there's that custom that all the hotel help has to stay there till the last customer is served.
Which is great.
Sounds pretty weird.
It's pretty nice.
The virus.
And then
don't they also, though, have to continue paying for their stay there, which is pretty pricey?
It's a 5-star, right?
Yep.
Well, how dare anyone? I would love to be in a 5-star hotel right now. They've got a beach. What the fuck? Are they complaining?
Yeah, keep reading.
Oh my God.
It's costing him a million.
How are her poops?
Okay, they reached out to the South African consulate in the Maldives. Why? And the closest South African embassy in Sri Lanka for help. A representative told them via WhatsApp that there were around 40 other South Africans spread among the Maldives, and that their option home would be to hire a charter jet at the expense of $104,000.
Well, sounds like you have no option.
Well, it's like $2,500 apiece, $2,600 apiece. That's not
really
that
not
bad.
That bad at all, no.
No.
To get 50, home?
$5,200. Well, they're staying at a five-star place. They can
yeah,
swing
but how much is that a night? And how long are they going to be stuck paying that a night as opposed to just paying the extravagant amount to get home?
Plus, they get the whole staff. Everyone could split the cost, the message noted, but the government had only connected with around half of the 40 people. Of those 20, many were unable or refusing to pay. Oh, of course, there's cheapskates in the group. So
they're thinking like you, hey, we got this hotel to ourselves.
So I bet you these 20 that can't or won't pay or are tapped out are probably saying that, you guys were able to swing it, so we're just going to ride along.
Yeah, it's like
I'd be like, no, like the fuck you!
Like Curb Your Enthusiasm or Leanne's just luggage. Just luggage. Plane's going anyway.
No, you're not coming on. Because of you, I've got to pay over $5,000 per person. Yep. We got two people. That's 10 grand. So you 20, fuck you. The fewer number of people on board, the more expensive each share would become. Even so, after several days of discussions between South African reps and the Maldivian foreign ministry, the flight still hasn't been approved. By Sunday, they were the only guests at their resort, the Cinnamon Velafushi Maldives,
whatever.
Normally a capacity this time of year. Wow, catering to some 180 guests. Room rate starts at $750 a night.
Whoa.
Resort comprises the entirety of its speck of an island. There's nowhere to go. A couple reign like benign yet captive sovereigns over their islet.
Hey, why not just run up a bunch of bills and then just not pay it?
Yeah, step
them. Kick you out of that hotel?
You just blame the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Resort's full staff are at hand because the presence of two guests. Government regulations won't allow any Maldivians to leave resorts until after they undergo a quarantine that follows their last guest departure.
That sucks for those people.
Accustomed to the flow of bustling workday and the engagement with a full house of guests, most of the staff, having grown listless and lonely, dote on the couple ceaselessly. Their room
feel good.
The room boy checks on them five times a day. Dining crew made them an elaborate candlelit dinner on the beach. Every night, performers still put on a show for them. What?
Probably watched them bang, too.
Two lone audience members in a grand dining hall. At breakfast, nine waiters loiter by the table. Hostess, bussers, assorted chefs circulate conspicuously like commoners near a celebrity. Aren't these? Why are we worried about these people? It's incredible that we get this extra time, Olivia De Freitas said, but the financial toll is weighing on them heavily. Oh, start a GoFundMe.
Oh, no.
Can't you,
not on there,
can't you just
okay.
picture it? No. I'm just
yeah.
imagine,
no, they
I'm
could.
A step ahead.
They could.
Though the couple's been paying a generously discounted rate, the bill grows larger every day. Well, you left on the 22nd, you dopes. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear about your problem.
Do you want to call the hotel?
Yeah, let's call the hotel.
Either
do they walk
not,
up music?
Well, I was gonna say, believe it or not, there's no song for the Maldives, so we'll just go with South Africa, I guess.
Oh yeah, excellent. God, that would be so cool having all the help there.
You don't think it'd be a bit awkward?
It's the DeFreitas's. Is that their name?
Yes.
Probably some really weird
time. Thank you for calling Cinnamon Hotels and Resorts. Our office is currently closed.
What?
Our working hours are Sunday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
No one knows what time that is.
This time is the same everywhere. Anybody knows that.
What?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it might be tricky to get them at all.
No, does anybody have any idea what time it is in the Maldives? No.
No. Nobody does. Not even in the Maldives do they have any idea what time it is.
No, not one bit.
Did you seriously have Joe Biden's podcast with
Ron? I'll pull it up, yeah. Sure, seriously? It's great. Okay. You don't think so?
No, it's just so funny. I don't know. I just hear about Joe Biden having a podcast. It just seems I'm just picturing him sitting down in some podcast studio.
You mean the podcast called Biden's Briefing? Is that it? Oh, is that God. Really what it's called?
I guess so.
Anybody back me up on that? What Joe Unless wants you to know. Here it is. Every day, Vice President Joe Biden looks into the news across the nation that's sparking conversation.
Should I check Biden's Briefing? I'm going to check it on Chartable, see if it's charted.
Hey, this is an old one. This is from 2018. He pod-faded already once.
What?
Yes.
What?
2018.
What?
Get out of here, Biden's Briefing.
Chartable.
I'd love to meet the guy that thought that was a great name, by the way.
First time it's checking. Called Here's the Deal, right?
Is it really?
Checking our rank first before I do anything.
Of course. I'm shocked it's this far in. Yeah, here, okay, here's the deal.
Well, these are weird times. I mean, things just were number 88. It's only Monday.
On Here's the Deal.
What day is today?
Today's Monday, yeah.
Okay, people are listening on Tuesday.
It's garbage day. Don't forget to take your garbage out.
I will not. Okay, what's the name of the show again?
Here's the Deal.
Here's the Deal. What a stupid.
On Here's the Deal, former
and
vice president.
And it's not the deal either.
Joe Biden provides
the deal.
Hey, he provides a voice of clarity during uncertain times. Each episode will feature an in-depth conversation about pressing issues with some of the nation's top experts, paired with heart, compassion, and wisdom only Joe can deliver.
Jesus.
Do you think
Christ.
He ever talks about his grandkids, all of them?
No. In fact, Dr. Jill Biden was trending today because she had given some introduction for her and Joe and said that they have 6 grandchildren, leaving out Hunter's illegitimate child, which he was sued in court for. And it was determined that, yes, indeed, he was the father. But apparently that child doesn't count to Joe and Dr. Jill Biden.
I mean, I get it, but isn't that kind of sad?
Yeah, it's sad for the kid.
That's what I mean.
I'm surprised.
You are the father.
I'm very surprised that Joe Biden wouldn't just say 7 or Dr. Jill wouldn't just say 7 just because. But you know how pissed he got when the guy congratulated him on his grandchild.
Yeah.
There's not even any pretense that he's happy about this kid.
Well, it is Hunter. It's more Hunter DNA.
Yeah, but it's still his grandkid.
God, he must be so disappointed in Hunter Biden.
Oh, God. Anyway, yeah, that's stupid.
Where's Hunter?
This stupid podcast, Here's the Deal, is number 233.
Ah! They're really short, too. It's 21 minutes.
It's number 39 in Great Britain. Why is Britain digging the Joe Biden podcast? What the fuck? It's ridiculous.
You have Obama on? Maybe you could boost up his ratings there.
Oh. You know he's asked.
It's only got 1,100 reviews.
Really?
Yeah. I love this one. First attempt. Good tone. Hire a new producer.
Good. That means there's going to be errors. Let's hear. Here's the intro.
Hey, folks. It's Joe, and we're listening to Here's the Deal. I'm sitting in my home.
No, you're doing it. We're listening.
And I'm excited to bring you our next podcast episode. This week, I'm joined by Michigan Governor.
His music is way too loud.
I know, and he has no idea.
Well, you know
music
how that deal turned out, right?
Yeah, because it was done in post.
Yeah.
In my view, she also is a supporter. She was a co-chair of my campaign. She's a good friend, but she has been laser focused.
Wait, I can't even listen to it. It's so loud.
Does he have fart drops in there?
We're on this show today, and
this review says, "Let the poor guy retire with dignity." This is elder abuse.
To combat COVID-19, and then talk a little bit about something we both preach.
I got another good review.
Is it just me having very sensitive ears, or is that
it's
mixed
ridiculous?
Way off.
It's mixed Brandon, way is off.
Too high. His mic is very tinny.
It is. The studio sounds shittier than ours.
Yeah, oh,
it
is.
Does. Not Governor even close.
Whitmer. Governor, welcome. Thank you for being here.
I guess in depth meets 20 minutes of ill-informed, irrelevant, and absurdly edited content made to, what, ultimately not see a difference between him and Trump? This man committed sexual assault and harassment. Lies! Can't string a sentence together.
It's both that how impressive and important your leadership has been. And I think our listeners would benefit from hearing about.
Jilly slips up and calls her vice presidential candidate Gretchen Whitmer.
In the absence of presidential leadership, and by the way, I
this
want to make it
so
clear.
So phoned in. Mm-hmm. Nice question.
With whom I've spoken, you just happen to be, I think, doing it
because
as well
it's
as
about
anybody.
Time we fix the damn routes.
Wasn't he asking a question about 4 sentences ago?
He's been rambling for about 2 minutes, minute 50.
Washington D.C. and the leadership from Washington. I found it very offensive when the president lashed out at you. Will you walk
Are
us
you okay,
through
Joe?
What the last
Her
week
name
or so
is
been like
Whitmer.
For you and what you've had to respond to?
Now, here's what we know. A lot of us governors took our oaths of office about 15 months ago.
Oh, that's
and
such
no
an edit.
Anticipated that we would confront a crisis.
I want you two
we
to kiss each other.
In your administration, you and Barack Obama confronted
that was a huge
some crises
edit.
Like
that was a massive
this.
Edit.
But I think that
I'm really mad that the edit wasn't made sooner.
Nature of COVID-19.
She's not even talking about easily getting ragged on.
Person to person, how differently people react to it.
Just, should we jump ahead?
And the lack of vaccine.
We'll jump halfway through. Here's next question.
I already jumped halfway. You know what's funny? I jumped halfway through and you didn't even know.
You know, that even on the hardest
this is the definition of phoned in.
Of inspiration. And, you know, there's a doctor in Detroit.
I'm going to go back so we can hear the second question.
By COVID. Seriously.
Just going to jump 15 seconds.
Should I tell ML that I'm more Dreamweaver than when he was talking about his illness? Or would that not, make him feel better?
Brutal, but very funny.
And to do everything that, especially my geographically.
So 4 minutes in, and he said it's been one question and one long answer.
Best practices. And when we're seeing the leaders work of policy,
jumping 15.
These people don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to answer questions. Why is the politicians think that you don't have to answer a question?
State lines. That enemy doesn't recognize.
It's been 5 minutes now. He had one long rambling question. This has been a 4 minute answer.
I didn't even think it was a question.
Every federal government.
What do you need most, Gretchen, our governor? What do you need most from the federal government?
You can call me Gretchen. what do we need?
Use that clip for the promo.
I think Dr. Fauci's great.
And that dude's dying ASAP.
Message out of the highest, you know, places of power in this country is absolutely.
Joe is so on his phone right
but
now, right? Isn't he looking at texts?
They tend not to believe anybody. Access core components. Who can say us? And guess who I sleep?
How do you think your people in your state are responding to the personalization
pretty poorly
of the president's attacks on governors?
Oh,
calling we don't one care. Governor
people are responding to that.
Nobody cares about that right now. The most people just
we're
care
trying
about
to stay alive. You fuck.
Nickname. I mean, how do you deal with it?
Just I don't think people like it. Well, I've got thick skin, you know. I don't take any
but
of this personally.
Responded.
I'm doing my job, and if someone doesn't like how I'm doing my job, I was running. Who's up saying I first? All the stops.
It wasn't perfect, but it was a start.
Gotta hear the next
You've
question.
Always reached across
what?
The aisle. You continue to do that.
His response was weird, wasn't it?
I went forward in the back door.
That's what happened, I think, recently with the large stimulus package. It wasn't perfect, but it was a start. And it took work across the aisle, something you talk about a lot and you get done. I certainly believe in bipartisanship. I know it's not viewed favorably
boring.
By some in our party.
This is powerful stuff.
You
I gotta say, they're really
I think
making some incredible
kind of
news here.
Word in our politics
lately. Nobody cares.
Why do you think that is? Why do you maintain and how do you do it? Working across
boring. What's boring? What's the question again?
Well, nobody knows.
We go back.
Stupid
forth.
Question.
Everyone knows. And everyone's watching Michigan. What's going on in Michigan?
Nobody's.
Where there's a hot. You know.
I don't care about her answer. I just want to hear the question.
After being,
let me go back.
We've got a number of tough weeks ahead of us.
We do, but there's so much hope out there. When you think about it, this one amazes me. I know it sounds corny, but I'm so damn proud to be an American. Look at the way people are coming together in this country.
I don't.
After
really?
Being,
huh.
After appealing to their prejudices for 3 years and, you know, that folks from that part of the world is not a good person and we don't want anybody a Muslim. We don't want this. We don't want that. Divide. Well, look what they're doing.
MAGA.
You have these first responders showing up and going into homes and going into taking people out into
MAGA.
Ambulances. And you watch the things that are spontaneously happening. You,
did
thank
they
God, the
not do that 3 years ago?
I don't know.
For example, a very good friend of mine used to work
boy.
For me in the White House and now in and ran for office down in South Carolina. He has three beautiful little daughters. One's in
what
kindergarten.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Of his. Did you smell her hair yet, Joe? Those girls in kindergarten?
We're in her class saying, I'm going to be riding by your house at such and such a time. Why don't you go out in your driveway so we can wave and we can talk to each other for a minute?
How oh, my God. Who cares?
What a stupid. That's going on everywhere, Joe. You don't need an anecdote to set that up for 5 minutes.
Is this a question?
Took her 3 hours to get through it all. Or watching
let's see. Let's
people,
see how he ends it.
A friend of ours is dealing with seniors who are not able to have any
what
visitors
a mess.
In a nursing home.
Can you believe people are listening to this? I can't
no
believe
one
it's
is,
ranked
just
at all.
Putting her hand up to the window, just touching the hand of the woman
what
inside.
What the hell are you talking about?
What notes, is you know, putting them up to the window. Jill's Joe? Working on dealing with when
are you
did
okay?
The Biden Cancer Initiative. There's
a
woman
Joe.
On the board
Jill's
along with
on.
A number of leading
I
docs.
I thought there was a guest in the room a while ago.
Provides for the help that people need to get to their chemotherapist to get to have someone watch their child. Well, you know,
get out of here.
A lot of calls and people are isolated now. They're by themselves.
I mean, I'm honestly intrigued to see how this ends, this question.
How's he going to create a question out of this?
Individuals and talk to them and spend time with
will they just
them
act like Governor Whitmer just seen it out?
That's another option.
It's just across the board.
Let's just play the outro music.
Look at the people who are taking the real chances. You said those janitors. They're walking into these buildings that need to be essentially fumigated afterwards. You have the doctors that are and nurses going in with garbage bags on trying to protect themselves.
Is there a question coming
up? In an operating room. I mean, it's just amazing who we are. And I just think the American people.
This is so bad, I'm going to make it 1.5 speed.
Where's the question?
And I think I just find the soul of America coming back in a way that I think we're going to come out of this stronger. I really do. And look, I know I'm keeping you a long time. It's time for a couple questions.
Yeah, you're making her listen to you.
Oh, no, here comes more loud
music. Wait, slow it down. I want to hear what he says. Student at the university. I think he just realized he excluded her.
Governor Whitman. So I did slow it down. I did slow it back down again, and you didn't even notice.
What happened?
Well, that music is blaring.
Stronger. I really do. And look, I know I'm keeping you a long time. It's time for a couple questions for our listeners.
That's his music?
Yes, it's blaring.
Comes from Laura, student at the University of Michigan Law School.
Governor Whitmer,
I have nothing
as
else
a lifelong Michigander and University of Michigan law student, you have brought a sense of comfort and calm to everyone in our state. Wrong. Amidst the pandemic, I wanted to know, what do you do to de-stress? And are there specific things
why
that
you just
give
go
you
ahead
hope
and scissor
for the state
Jesus?
The pandemic and stay-at-home order has.
I mean, come on, really?
Stupid question.
It's been really lovely how people have been checking in. You know, how are you doing? I feel like I'm asking a lot of people that, and it's nice when they ask back.
You can ask me.
Stupid question.
Well, I got a dog, and his name
is
Kevin.
Look at the strong people.
That's what happens when you let teenagers name your dog. You get a dog named Kevin. And I get my walk in. I drink my coffee about 5 o'clock every morning and then take Kevin out for a walk. And it's when I get a little fresh.
Why don't the kids walk Kevin? They get to name the dog, but they don't have to do any of the work like the Masways.
That's, I think, key to taking care of myself.
Welcome to the jungle.
You know, we
Kevin.
Are going to get through this.
Are there laminated Kevin rules on the fridge?
A
beautiful dog.
And I think that anyone who's. In Michigan Law School, I know you've got a bright future ahead. I hope that future
what was the question
is right
again?
Here in the great state.
I honestly don't know.
When we get on the other side of COVID-19.
Biden is so crashed.
Oh, great. More music.
The next question, Gov, comes from
Charlotte.
That
was a long delay,
Detroit.
Wasn't it?
Governor Whitmer, a lot of politicians talk about what their favorite and least favorite thing about running for office is, but I'm wondering what surprised you most about running for governor last cycle?
I'm not sure.
Stupid question.
I'll tell you my favorite.
Where did that
thing,
question
though,
come from? Is that a recorded line or something? Isn't it fake?
I'm starting to wonder if his questions are fake. Like if Joe's questions were recorded at a different time from Whitmer,
they just matched them up to what she was blabbing
just
about.
Just hearing them, yeah, and then mixed them beautifully.
That'd be one way to do it.
They mixed it beautifully with some very loud music.
But the questions are very red too, very right off the card.
Oh yeah. Yeah, by the person asking the question, yeah.
Or a story or something that happens that...
Yeah, they're so fake. I think that's her staff asking questions.
Wait, here's another question. Here comes the loud music.
Days, there's these things that...
That's so you don't hear the edit.
...powerful and
right.
Positive and hopeful.
Now, the next question is, I guess, for me, from Jill from Washington.
Vice President Biden, it's really hard to get into a routine and do work from home.
That's
right. I'm wondering what your routine is like and how you can stay focused.
What a stupid fucking question.
Stupid
That's
question.
What my answer would be.
Probably, I wake up around 4, go to the bathroom, get back, have a cup of coffee, I can lay down at 7, up around 1.
deal with...
Get ready for my dump at 6:43 every morning. It's very important to stay regular. By
8 o'clock. What's the name of the show again?
Here's the deal.
The deal.
Peloton bike.
Oh, you are not on a Peloton bike.
I try to work out every morning. For me, that sort of gets me going.
You don't even know what Peloton is. Stop it.
What kind of bike do you have?
Go down, have something to eat. I usually have a protein shake, and then what I do is my day starts.
Wrong.
And the day starts usually with somewhere.
You just say you're taking steroids, working out.
An hour and a half meeting with the medical staff that has been working with me and my staff.
Smoke weed every day.
To deal with the things that the governor's talking about. How do we get the protective equipment? How do we deal with making sure the tests are available and all those things? So I get a detailed brief every morning from that team. And then right after
I hope
that,
there's a really dumb question on here, like, hey, Joe, boxers or briefs? And
then what I do is, this review
no
says,
energy.
Edited babble.
It is edited babble. That is the perfect,
it's pretty good,
you know, synopsis of this.
I did one with millennials. I did one with people with, anyway, so.
You'd be so bored.
So I'm usually down
anyway,
here in this
just studio thought.
Trying to communicate with people who want to ask me questions and delivering whatever the message of the day is that I think has to go out there. So that's sort of my day. And I'm sure it's not
a terrible day
as the governor's because she's in the front line having
to boring
affect people's lives and sometimes without much help.
People reviewing are suggesting his voice is being sped up
for you before we go, because I know I gotta get running, but
all alive.
Are Fig Newtons your favorite snack?
There you go.
Well,
who didn't see that coming?
Sneak them. You buy little packs of them and I get them on the planes when I fly back and forth, but the thing that is the thing that everybody
get
makes fun of me, that when in doubt, have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You want to hear how he closes it?
Making fun of that, and I found out
kind of. But
governors from
the East
Coast.
That? Hang on.
Thank you very much, Gov. I look forward to working with you and doing this again. And
no, you don't.
You're just doing an incredible job. The people of Michigan should be so proud of having you. Great respect among Democrats and Republicans.
No, last I want you two to kiss each other.
I'm grateful.
Here's the outro music. Very loud again.
Admiration Society here. So
covers the edits.
Thank you for helping and encouraging.
How much do they have to blow each other? Jesus.
She wants her job. She wants to be vice president.
Governor, for your friendship and all the help you've given. So,
we're going to get through this. The American people have never let their country down, given half a chance. And look at the way they're stepping up now. We talked about restoring the soul of America. We're seeing the real
say
soul.
Say goodbye. Can't you say fucking goodbye?
And I'm proud. I'm proud of being American.
Oh, God.
So are you, I know. Thank you.
You don't know that.
Thank you. See be you. Well.
Why don't you ask her?
Paid for by Biden for president.
Oh, my Lord. That was really bad.
That is embarrassing.
There's some people complain that this should be live. Oh, I love what this really sounds like.
Joe, and I'm sitting here in Wilmington, Delaware, and it's a scary time.
That's the other episode.
Can we get Corn Pop on the pod? This podcast is like listening to a Photoshopped version of Joe Biden. His voice is cut, edited, and sped up. Poor attempt at hiding the real bumbling, senile Joe Biden. The Biden campaign may think skipping his pauses and amp gaffes, speeding up his very scripted speech, overall overproducing the sound will help him seem sharper to voters. But one day, no matter what, he'll be put on the stage with President Trump. Suddenly, America will see him for what he, is. Trump will hit him in the head with the kitchen sink that y'all have been hiding. This is just what like happened to Hillary Clinton. You cannot hide candidates' weaknesses. The truth always comes out. The more dishonest folks are about their weaknesses, the worse it ends for them.
Very good.
Powerful statement.
That's right.
Powerful statement, huh?
Exclamation point.
How come I hit all the reviews and it says 1,129? It seems like there's like 20 here.
How many stars does it have?
Let's see. Oh, the average stars,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah.
Good question. Let's see.
MAGA.
4.3.
4.3?
I know, I can't believe it.
Those are all bots.
Honestly, I can't find
I'm offended.
That many reviews.
I'm offended as someone that works in the industry about what a terrible podcast that is. Just the production is just awful.
Why couldn't he get somebody better to do that, by the way?
It's a great question, Trudy. Maybe because everybody's, they couldn't get anybody to get him actual equipment, or I don't know. It seemed very rushed.
Furval's review is, Biden is a reanimated corpse. How many audio cuts are there in this? Thank you. This is 5 stars. I'm so happy you launched this podcast. Hearing your voice and your sensible take on issues makes me feel so much better. It gives me hope. Thank you, Joe.
All a lie.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, my God.
This review is 1 star. Sorry. This is painful to stomach and listen to. I could go on, but find no reason to be harsh.
I agree.
Do you think he listened?
Here's a 5-star. Must listen. This is a great podcast from Vice President Joe Biden. Help from experts and questions from listeners, both of which are much needed. I can't wait for the next episode. Oh, are you kidding? I want a forensic accountant to find out if that person
fake
ever thought
as
that.
Hell.
I want a forensic accountant going through that person's thoughts.
Isn't it kind of funny that he's got this really just poorly produced podcast?
Yes.
Obama's got this big fucking Netflix deal.
Why is he doing this podcast?
Because he doesn't know how to reach out to people in the midst of COVID because he can't go around shaking people's hands.
Horrible.
Here's a 5-star review from Lily. We have hope. 5 stars. Really glad VP Biden found a medium to reach out. I hope the word spreads and more listen in. Wouldn't it be nice to have a down-to-earth president that actually cares about people, our country, the world, and climate?
She is a goofus.
Is that a real review?
I think they're all real reviews from real people. I just can't believe there's people like that out there on both sides.
Huh.
Here's I'm so glad the Washington Post mentioned your new podcast. It's good to hear your honest and informed comments.
Honest and informed?
Here's let's see, Ellie.
I don't think so.
5 stars. Literally so excited to see what he will do. What a good, kind man who's proven himself to be adaptable. He meets us where we are. Beautiful soul. Hopefully he'll learn about appropriate distancing and we can move forward with a man with the best of intentions.
Well, that might be true about him, but it is an awful podcast, period.
This one is only 1 star. Hashtag believe women, hashtag me too. How many of these will Creepy Joe's handlers push out without mentioning? Tara Reid's very credible allegations of sexual assault. Why don't they ask him about that?
Oh, boy.
Boring, 1 star. This is a train wreck.
It's a train wreck.
How much of this had to be cut to string together 21 minutes? You can tell where the cuts are.
Yep. It's whenever the very loud music comes in.
1 star. Dumb. Edit. Dot, 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 dot. Edit. Dot, 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 dot. Edit. Dot, 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 dot. Cut. Dot, dot, cut. This is so bad. Plus, he's a moron.
They're losers.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Disaster.
Well, we did try the Hall Financial Hotline. We tried to reach a couple in Maldives. Yep. And Hall Financial would like to remind you that if you're paying anywhere near 4% on your mortgage, you could do so much better on a refi. And if you're going to refi, I hope you'll give Hall a chance. They're so fast. 44 days is the average.
That's right.
19 days. I bet it's lower now because they've been doing so many of our listeners in 10 days or less and get some phenomenal feedback on that. DavidHallMortgage.com/DrewAndMike. Or you can go to our website, click the link, fill out the form. They'll get back to you, but fast. Or you can call 248-308-5000. Maybe you want to reduce your rate. A lot of people are reducing their rate. Yeah. Shorten the term, eliminate PMI, or take cash out. A lot of people need liquidity right now. Maybe this is the way to do it for you. Personally, I think most people are going for the lower rate and saving money monthly over possibly multiple decades. Hall Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. And
MAGA.
Do you have the Dr. Roche email today?
Yeah, they just shot us a new one to make sure everybody knows that they're available by phone, text, and email for consultations. Monday through Friday, 11:30 or 8:30, that is, to 4:30. And you can call them at 248-338-1110. They're really excited about Evolve Tight, Evolve Trim, and Evolve Tone, all those things. Tighten your skin, contour, and reduce cellulite, and tone your muscles up so that you look good underneath all of your tightened skin. They have specials that end, let's see, April 30th, but you can reserve tight, trim, and tone for just $500 by phone and get your reservation started for when everybody gets back together, plus 20% off their CBD specials. And they have a full line of those. So all of this amazing stuff available by way of Dr. Roche's office. You can, again, call him up and get a consultation by phone, 248-338-1110. Or go to droche.com by way of email. And you can find out that way, too. So what they're offering. COVID-19.
Put your best face and body forward.
Thank you. Yeah, Dr. Roche's office. Oh, and they can ship CBD.
Oh,
stuff.
Nice.
Mail. That's cool.
Nice. I was reading a story. Remember Evrod Kasimi from Channel 4 had COVID-19. He's recovered now.
Like wood?
Yeah, it sounded really awful. He collapsed. I mean, it did. It sounded terrible. All these stories sound terrible. But I thought it's really interesting. He's actually back at work now.
Oh.
But he refuses to call the virus by its name.
Oh. Well, you know what? When you have a relationship that's...
A bad relationship? Bad.
What do you mean?
He said, I did a Facebook Live on Friday, and I didn't want to say the name of the virus. It brings back a lot of horrible emotions, sadness. It's just dark times for two straight weeks. I don't like to look at the image of the virus. I'm like, that was inside me, gripping my limbs and my body. It's not something I enjoy saying.
Oh, God.
I mean,
because isn't it pretty much split? Some people are calling it COVID. Some people are calling it coronavirus. And then Drew calls it COVID.
But- Well, COVID's the illness, COVID-19. Okay. SARS-CoV-19, technically, if you want to be a dick about it, which I do. But I think that's really weird. How can he be a newscaster? And is he just going to do a story and, you know, death toll rises today in blank disease? Or is he just going to stay off that beat entirely?
Oh, maybe out of sensitivity for what he went through, they're going to. But you know what? Everybody else has sort of, you know, tried to address the whole thing and their experience.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel bad for him. It sounds just terrible. But is that going to change if he doesn't say the word?
No. Did you see who has recovered and is back in full strength and did the national anthem yesterday at the virtual version of NASCAR?
No, who?
Rita Wilson.
Oh God!
What?
Yet another kid in media. They were giving props to Truman Hanks.
Who the hell's that?
Videotaping.
Is he named after the Truman Show?
That's their third. Like they've got Colin. They've got Chet Hayes.
Chet, and we haven't checked in on Chet lately.
Brandon, is Chet Hayes, is he got any more inspirational messages for us?
I'm looking right now.
Oh, I haven't seen. I haven't even checked Chet in a while. Truman is the 24-year-old youngster, though.
Yeah.
Here's Chet's. Well, first guess. Do you think Chet has a shirt on or off?
Off.
Off.
Yes,
off.
He does.
All right, check this out. You motherfuckers are going to believe what you want because you're already so fucking committed to your weird internet conspiracies.
Why are you mad at me?
But I'm not actually in the fucking Illuminati, dude. I got this fucking tattoo because I'm extremely spiritual. I believe in God. I believe that God oversees everything, has a plan.
Get him out of here.
But you motherfuckers are on some other shit. Okay, I was trolling in that last video, obviously, because I'm pissed off at what you motherfuckers are.
Apparently, it wasn't that obvious.
The ridiculous, sick fucking shit that you guys like to sit around and fucking think about is fucking disgusting.
All right, I got it.
Can we hear trolling? No one hears trolling video.
Well, the video before are these two chicks. Let's see.
Dude, we need groceries.
Dude, nice audio. You have Biden's producers?
I'm going out there.
We have to. Come on. Let's go.
Do you think he has a shirt on or off?
Off.
Do you think it has sleeves or no? Because he is wearing a shirt. Sleeves or no?
I'll say sleeves.
No sleeves.
No sleeves?
No sleeves.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
No clue.
No, there's a knock at the door. He opens it and there's two hot chicks.
So we live next door and we were doing our TikTok videos.
But it started raining, so we're wondering if you guys could film it inside.
And rub glitter all over our bodies.
Just a struggling actor with a thick...
Social distancing. Yeah. Boy, nepotism is just so alive and well.
We're actually practicing social distancing right now, but there's a doctor and a masseuse that live two doors down to the right. And
he's standing right next to
Chethro.
He's standing right next to his buddy.
Best of luck.
Yeah. Okay.
Are the chicks cute?
Yeah, they're cute. They're not bad.
We dodged a bullet there.
Dude, that was a close one.
Let's go finish Tiger King.
Yeah.
They're going to go blow each other.
Ooh, I dodged a bullet there.
Oh, my God. He's pretentious.
Mm. Oh, here's another new video that we haven't seen yet. Do we dare? Do we dare play it?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I'm in Chet.
Do you think he has a shirt
on
or off?
He's Tom Hanks' son. I'm going to say off.
Shirty on or off?
Off. No shirt.
He's got a shirt on.
What?
And he's got a hoodie on, too.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys. I'm really stressed out right now.
Oh, man.
My life is really hard.
Coming to my attention that a lot of Trump supporters have been figuring out the truth about me and my family. You know,
Wrong.
Being the, You know what I'm talking about?
The Illuminati.
And yeah. I don't know what to do right now because everything's starting to come to light. I mean, these extremely reliable websites like 4chan, 8chan have been...
Oh, this is just trolling. This is the troll video.
Like if obviously.
On the internet, you know it must be true. And it is true. So it's like, I don't know how this is going to affect
her. Okay, great.
You know, he wears clothes when he feels vulnerable or when he fakes feeling vulnerable.
Nice, Trudy.
How dumb.
What's before that?
Rebellious, he tears off his shirt.
Oh, he also is promoting a GoFundMe for a friend that has stage 4 cancer. So he's got a heart. I mean, it hasn't come close.
Couldn't
to
his get goal. His dad to write a check? Just like he does for him? Couldn't he forego his allowance for the next couple months?
That's a really good point. I didn't even think about that. Well, this guy gets the help he needs. And the guy with cancer.
Yeah. Well, does nepotism seem like it's just wildly in gear in more ways than ever? Because with social media...
Alone.
Yeah, that family, for sure. But it just seems that if you're the son or the daughter of someone famous, social media immediately vaults you to influencer position, right?
But is Chet Hanks really crushing it? Is he really doing that great?
Probably not. But he's, you know, he is Chet Hanks.
He does have 294,000 followers.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. No, you're right. He wouldn't have near any of that.
He wouldn't have any.
Yeah. Although he did have a sweet rap career, so... Good for him.
Which was a joke.
No, it definitely helps in Hollywood. You got Dakota Johnson, Rumor Willis. Who else? Emma Roberts.
Dakota's actually, she's a pretty good actress.
But there's also, there's all the ones.
Jaden Smith.
And you mentioned Emma Roberts, but then again, Eric Roberts' stepson isn't doing shit no matter how much he gets promoted.
True. But there's all the ones that aren't doing shit, but they're, you know, they have this, you know, like Paris Jackson. Really?
Yeah.
Really? We really have to listen to Paris Jackson? I mean, and she's treated like she's someone credible, which is even funnier.
I mean, well, also, I mean she does have pretty good sage advice for people.
If we were to all stand up united
as one
impact, it would be huge.
MAGA.
Believe me, huge. And that's not fake news.
Stop
we must
it.
Show these Nazi white supremacist jerks in Charlottesville and all over the country that as a nation
MAGA.
With liberty as our slogan, we have zero tolerance for their violence, their hatred, and their discrimination.
Wow, she really knows
nice
how to
woman.
Work.
I like her, actually.
She knows how to work a crowd.
Yeah, right.
It was a tough crowd, too. Yeah. She really turned them around. I mean, who'd have thunk somebody that comes out against white supremacy would be cheered like that? I mean, that was a bold move.
Yeah. She is black, so.
Speaking of, yeah, that's right. Speaking of nepotism, I just thought this was hilarious. Today, Chelsea Clinton blasts Jared Kushner for his role on the coronavirus task force. And Chelsea...
Which is fine, I guess, but except that she points something out that I thought was really annoying.
She also, first of all, someone says to her, responds that they ask if she could imagine her parents doing that with her. And her answer was, my imagination doesn't stretch that far. Really? Really? The Chelsea Clinton who's on all these boards, she's on boards for giant companies making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think her income is $3 million a year or something just from being on corporate boards. And do you think that's because she's Chelsea Clinton, regular person, or because she's Chelsea Clinton, Bill and Hillary's daughter?
Oh, of course, it's because
and
she's,
a weasel. And then not forget her reporting job at NBC. Remember when she started doing stories on NBC News nightly news at 6:30?
Yeah, and then they canned
with no her. Previous experience, none.
Yeah, she did. This is what annoyed me about it was this tweet about it where she wrote.
Oh yeah, where she points out all her incredible experience.
First off,
with health,
it's very annoying that she did it all in parentheses, like she's not really saying it, like as a side note. Because she wrote, keep thinking, I have a master's in public health, wrote my doctoral dissertation on global efforts to tackle the AIDS pandemic.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Co-authored a book on global health governance.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Teach an MPH.
How'd you get that published? Wow, she must have really had a great pitch.
Teach MPH courses on health systems and global health, and I'm not qualified to lead a national COVID-19 effort.
Yeah, she's trying to say that I'm not qualified, then surely Jared Kushner isn't qualified because look at all the incredible things I did.
Yeah. To which this guy replied, "You're very qualified. You show leadership in many different areas. Don't let the haters bring you down. Our country's in serious need of leadership to handle this crisis."
Who is that ass kisser?
Some guy trying to get laid.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. At the same point, though, I mean, is Jared Kushner really, really more important enough to be the one that's negotiating peace in the Middle East?
No, he's doing everything.
It's a joke, but she's the last person who should be saying something. Her? I mean, when she's taking advantage of everything her parents can throw at her, she's also, isn't she on the board for the Clinton Initiative or whatever the hell it is?
I think so last time.
And for the Clinton Library?
Yeah. It's just nobody wants to hear from her anyway.
She's jacking all the, remember when she was jacking around all these really giant figures who've spent decades doing this, and she was basically being a spy for her dad or for her mom?
Oh, yeah.
They hated her.
Ugh. Her current net worth is $25 million.
Oh, she's earned it. God. She has really earned it. You know, it's funny. I bet Jared Kushner's earned it more than she has.
I don't know about that.
Well, he was a publisher.
Because of his father.
How did he get that deal, though?
His father was in prison at the time. I mean, I'm not saying either one of them have earned anything.
Yeah.
He owns 666.
What?
That building. Yep, he's the Antichrist. He's got a net worth of $324 million.
Wow. You know, every time I see him speak, too, I can't help but think. I don't know if you guys remember when John Oliver was talking about him and how they never heard him talk. And then they had the first video of Kushner talking, and he used Gilbert Gottfried's voice. Do you remember that video at all? It works perfectly for the way he looks. I don't know why, and that's all I picture his voice now whenever I see him talking.
Why is Ivanka? That does not seem like the guy Ivanka would
pick. No, because
did she really need to be with a rich guy that bad?
I don't know. I would just
that should be illegal for rich people that rich to marry each other.
So she's got her dad who likes
that should be like incest.
You know, her dad seems to be really into maybe he's a little shallow and likes really beautiful women. So I just expected her to be with like some hunky dude who's hung, and he doesn't look like he's hung at all. I don't know why. Do you guys think he's hung?
No.
I think he's very skinny.
He's got a skinny
very
penis.
Thin, very thin.
My main business is real estate.
There he is, using Kushner.
The newspaper and some other websites and online media businesses.
It is a really funny bit.
You know what I can't get over is they had WrestleMania last night.
Yeah, it was cool.
Did you watch it, Brandon?
I did not, no, but I saw a lot of highlights, and it did look like it was a pretty nice production.
You saw who won, right?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're referring to. I saw all the matches, but you're talking about Gronk.
Gronk, how did Gronk get the belt, man? He wasn't even entered in the tournament.
People were bitching about
it. He won the 24/7 belt, which I believe means it can be won anytime.
Really? So if I ran up to Gronk right now and took him down, I would get the belt?
If you had a referee with you, absolutely.
These nuts!
He was so in his element, though. I don't know if you saw any of the highlights.
I saw him piling into people, which is not good social distancing.
Does anybody not like Gronk? Because he's just so likable, and he stayed out of trouble.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that doesn't.
How could you not like Rob Gronkowski? He just seems like a great dude and a total partier. He's a total meathead, but he knows.
It's all yours.
He owns. I'll take him, man.
WrestleMania, though, it's. Obviously, it's a big event. They wanted to keep it going. I think they made the right move because they provided entertainment. Granted, it's an empty arena and it looks weird. It's actually been getting some pretty decent reviews.
I hope they tested all those wrestlers, though, the way they were rolling around with each other.
They said they took their temperatures.
Is that all they did, really?
I don't know. I just read that they took their temperatures before they let anyone.
Honestly, don't you think they all should have had COVID-19 tests and then been isolated before the event?
I don't know.
What would have that to becoming the next?
I don't really think that event, or if one of those people gets COVID-19, is really at the end of the day.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Do we want to rush those people to the front of the testing line so that WrestleMania will come off?
Well, they will. They'll get there anyway. What's that, Trudy?
The basketball players who actually tested early because of their privilege are now being used in that test, the experiment to see whether they can give blood, plasma.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, I think Marcus Smart donated his blood or plasma.
That reminds me. There's a Democrat state rep in Michigan who actually thanked Trump today for suggesting the malaria drug because she took it and she said she had great success with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot of science behind it, just not enough for the scientists. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you know, they have to be careful. They can't just blow off their protocol. But if it's working for people, it's hard to sort of ignore.
But should the president be pushing that if it could possibly kill people too?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the drugs, it's not like the drug is illegal.
The
drug has to be prescribed by doctors.
I know two people that take that.
If they've got heart issues, I think there's two potential problems. And if their doctor doesn't ask them that question, then that's their doctor's fault.
My brother has a script for it, and he cannot get it right now.
Yeah, that's becoming the problem now because it's been so effective that people want it. And in fact, there was a doctor in Riverside who said.
Well, didn't Whitmer stop?
No, he's in Los Angeles, actually, and he said he's been using it extensively and having great success with people. And in fact, their symptoms disappear or are relieved very quickly. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think he said less than 90 minutes.
I mean, not.
And the Michigan rep said within 2 hours, she said she was significantly better.
Sure. And not to be the Debbie Downer, though, but what's the right dosage? And are people going to be taking this who have a very mild case and don't really need it? I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
I don't know. I can't answer those questions, but if, you know, people are dying.
And not to mention, Novartis paid Michael Cohen $1 million for access to Trump. Have you heard that one yet?
Who did?
One of the makers of it, but it's a very common drug, so there are multiple makers.
He's pulling a Fergie?
Well, I remember that whole thing he got in trouble for was for access to Trump, like between becoming president-elect and taking the oath. You don't remember that?
Who had
Michael
access?
Michael Cohen.
Cohen, the...
People were paying him for access. Novartis was one of them, so people are yelling about it. But then again, a lot of companies didn't, and a lot of the pharmaceuticals didn't, so I think it's more coincidence than anything.
Well, this drug... I would assume anyone who – it's been prescribed for decades, and anyone who prescribes it, if they're not aware of the – I mean, you prescribe it just like you prescribe anything else. If the person has heart problems or something else, they can't take it, obviously. But if they're having these horrible symptoms and it's giving people relief, I mean, it's just one way to fight it until there's a vaccine.
Without a doubt.
And I'm sure somebody will say they died, or no, they won't say they died because they died, but maybe some of their families say, they died because Trump pushed this drug on my uncle.
Well, we've had a bunch of messages on the boner line asking you not to talk about it anymore because their friends with lupus can't get it now. So, and they said, you're part of the problem.
It's not my fault. but I'm sorry, their friend with lupus can't get it. I mean, why don't they crank it up? What, have we lost the capacity to do anything in this country? I mean, look how long it took to get a few fucking masks.
Not are they cranking it, but I think Trump stopped or asked for some of it back that was being shipped to Africa.
Oh. I know. There's been a lot of rumor
that's unfounded, but.
What's this
AIDS country.
What's this thing about masks to Canada and we pulled them back and Canada's like, our country will come unglued without masks from America.
Sorry.
So Canada depends on masks from America? Canada can't make masks?
Don't know.
I mean, isn't some of this stuff ridiculous? And then AOC jumped in to say that that people of color should get reparations because of the wealth gap. They are getting COVID-19 in larger numbers and dying in larger numbers, so therefore...
L.O.B.!
I mean, it just seems like their timing isn't great, if nothing else.
Yeah. Whatever.
Did you guys happen to read... we talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm so glad he's out, mm-hmm. because he had that terrible asthma problem, which everyone was aware of his entire life. And
he'll be back in.
He could have been... in terrible jeopardy in prison. So he's out. And there's nobody who I think has earned freedom more than Tekashi 6ix9ine. Well, there's another rapper.
No restrictions, by the way, on his social media, as we mentioned yesterday.
Yeah, which is incredible to me. I don't know how he ever didn't have restrictions. After you put a nude 13-year-old on Instagram, I would think it'd just be no more Instagram for you. You clearly don't get it. You're not even close.
You know he already posted, right, on Instagram?
What did he post?
I'll play it for you. Let me see if I can find
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
What? What?
I just hate that this fucking nemesis, I mean, he's just a nemesis. He's just a drag. How long do you think before we're going to hear about Tekashi 6ix9ine's next crime?
Oh, soon.
I'd give it under 2 years.
Well, he's got probation for what, 5?
Yeah, I don't know how you face 47 years and you end up getting out in a year and a half with probation for 5 years. That's after he got that kiss-ass probation deal before, and some guy was shot the next day because of a conflict with Tekashi. The day after that, they were ruled that he would get probation.
So he returned. His return to Instagram was actually a comment on another page where they posted a picture of Garcetti, the LA mayor. And it said he's offering rewards for snitching on businesses violating the city's stay-at-home order. And Tekashi 6ix9ine just commented, coming to the rescue. Which is actually kind of funny, because he's a snitch.
Right.
No? Drew, you don't like that joke.
Why would he want to make that joke?
Because he's a jokester. I don't know. I don't know why he did.
I agree, it's kind of funny. I just don't know why would he want to bring himself up in terms of snitching.
Do you think he gets put back in prison first or murdered by someone that he snitched on?
I'm worried about his well-being. There's been a lot of people that have said that they would go after
him. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Brandon can't sleep at night.
No, I really believe that something's going to happen to him, or that somebody's going to try something. I really do.
But maybe because of social distancing and people being afraid of, or maybe just in deference to how, you know, interconnected we are because of coronavirus, people won't go after him.
Yeah, they will. Bullets don't
social
distance.
It might be the perfect time.
That's the perfect time.
Are you okay?
Trudy, are you like Brandon having trouble sleeping due to Tekashi in this situation?
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm kind of worried about him too. I can't imagine that he.
I agree.
Without getting snuffed, but
nah, he's cooked.
Good for him.
Yeah, I that's why.
Enough inhalers though? Can he get enough inhalers?
I hope so.
It's a good question. Yeah. Trudy, I don't believe that you're really concerned. You didn't sound like you were concerned. It sounded like a lie.
No, I'm totally. Yeah.
Well, I meant to bring this up earlier. The other music story was about Tekashi just got out because of his terrible asthma, which has always been such a problem for him. This YNW Melly, a rapper, he is asking to be removed from jail, says he's lost a lot of weight. He's a terrible risk of COVID-19. And the problem is, and they've been trying, his lawyers have been trying to work some sort of bail arrangement out. Mm. The problem is that he looks like he murdered 2 people.
Oh, really? Okay, great.
And
he's got more to murder? That's what I'm guessing.
This is the funny part, though. I'm reading about this, and so I start digging into the comments underneath, like, I wonder, fans jump in here and say, what about? Anyway, there's people asking people to pray for him.
What?
That he's okay in prison. I mean, just
that dude's dying ASAP.
He just murdered 2 people. And by the way, this is the dumbest.
You can't pray for them. They're dead.
This pray for YNW Melly because he could get COVID and get really sick. So you're supposed to pray for him. The murder of these 2 guys, there were 4 guys that hung out. YMW Melly, who's, by the way, has done
that,
a.
Is that how his name is pronounced? Or
it's
is
how.
It-
All their names are YNW.
Okay, that's one of them is
YMW Sack Chaser.
You would not believe what is really.
Yeah,
you would not believe what his most streamed song is. The title of it.
That's murder. I want to murder somebody or something.
Murder on my mind.
Murder on my mind.
On my mind. On my mind.
Mind.
Really clever song, by the way. It's got 336 million streams, of course, because he murdered 2 people, and so now it gets streamed like crazy.
What does YNW stand for, do I dare ask? That's the N-word. Do you think the N-word in YNW stands for the N-word?
Probably. Be my guest.
Just Y-your? Your N?
When I'm all alone in my jail cell, I tend to get in my feelings. And all I smoke is that loud. Don't pass me.
She's got a beautiful voice.
So YNW, you guys can't say it if you want to pronounce it. It's Young N-Word World.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. That's lovely.
I'm assuming the song has 336 million streams because he murdered two people. Oh, 446. He's got another 100 million since I looked.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so he's got...
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
And he staged a drive-by shooting of his two friends. He and his other buddy... apparently, YNW Melly shot them. And then they put them in the back of his friend's Jeep. And they shot up the Jeep. So it would look like it was a drive-by shooting and someone just shot up the Jeep and these two guys were murdered in the back seat.
Great.
But then the police went to the scene and they said, no evidence of a drive-by shooting here. And the direction of the bullets going into the Jeep don't really match with where these guys were hit. This one guy was...
I can't believe you didn't think these things out.
I know. The one guy was shot from behind, and they're like, how did you shoot him from behind?
Oh, that's interesting.
Because there's no holes in the back of the Jeep.
Huh. Well, maybe he was facing the other way. He was sitting in the car facing the other way.
Pretty wacky. Didn't work out so well.
I gotta tell you, if I was coronavirus, I don't want to get near this guy. He'd probably be scared of dying from him instead of killing him, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Since his arrest,
I agree.
Murder on My Mind reached number one on iTunes and number 12 on Spotify.
Great.
So murder was the best thing he could have done for his song.
It's funny how it works like that, huh?
I know. It doesn't say a little bit that maybe this whole system is a little shallow in terms of...
You
like a song better because the artist murdered two people?
You didn't tell me he had a new song out, too. March 27th was the most recent release.
What the fuck? I guess, does he not mind being in prison because he's getting so many streams? Is he cool with it? It sounds like all kinds of people want him out. They're insisting that he should be out.
What was he sentenced to? What was his sentence?
He hasn't been sentenced. He hasn't gone to court.
Okay.
But he's got some great lawyers who are fighting the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to tell you.
They didn't offer him bail?
No, they didn't. But they're trying to use coronavirus to get him bail. Well,
clearly, yeah.
But, you know, I'm looking back at this guy. First of all, he's only 21. In 2015, when he was age 16, he fired a gun at a group of people during a fight near his high school. Just shot into a group. In 2016, he led police on a high-speed car chase. And then, of course, got out on foot, was tackled, captured, etc. 2017, arrested on weapons charges. They had a traffic stop. He had a .40 caliber Glock with extended magazine and a 9mm with laser attachment.
Wow.
Neither of which he was supposed to have. 2018, he was arrested by police after they found 3 Glock handguns and large containers filled with pot in his SUV. Then last year, he murdered these two dudes, his friends. But people are trying to move heaven and earth to get him out.
Great.
And coronavirus may be the way. But it's just, it's so weird. You know, we talked about the fact that it seems like if nowadays, if people like someone's personality a lot, they'll just stream their music. It's like the sound of the music doesn't even matter.
Well, a lot of those songs seem the same to me. I don't know.
And, you know, street cred. Oh, I got to listen to his music. He's got street cred. He murdered two people, so I want to hear it. You know, the guy that was on the run for murder?
Yeah.
He put a song out. People just streamed the hell out of it.
Trey K or 47 or...
TK 47.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How far are we, Mark?
He's a stone cold killer.
How far do you think?
Yeah, boy, I'm going to say an hour 40.
Hey, right on the dot.
Really?
Yeah, look at you. Must be feeling better. Right? You feeling better?
Yeah, but, I mean, I think I'm just sort of getting with the program.
Bad diet, isolated environment. It's amazing he's still alive.
Are you doing okay?
Did you hear about Prince Harry and Meghan? I feel like there's news on them every day.
I know. I read that, I was reading about the birth certificate of Archie.
Oh, it's his birthday today, right? Isn't it Archie's birthday?
Archie's birthday?
Happy birthday, Archie.
I gotta send him something.
Way to be born on the anniversary of the Jim Everett, Jim Everett, Chris Everett battle, right? Today's the anniversary.
Yes.
Yeah.
What an important anniversary that is.
One of the best moments in TV history.
What?
Harry and Meghan, though, they're taking a few months off.
Oh, are they? Okay. Can they shut up then?
From what?
I know, it's
that
really
was my
funny.
Question.
They don't do anything.
They need a
well,
break.
They take private jets to all these environmental conferences. So maybe they're not going to do that anymore.
Royal commenter claimed the pair have surprised everyone by taking time off after the buildup of them dropping the Royal Highness monikers.
Well, that was so exhausting, dropping the moniker.
Time off? She did one voiceover in the interim.
What did they? By the way, why would they pay her all that money for that voiceover? I'm like, what the fuck? They gave a giant donation to some charity, and then they paid her too. And I'm like, how worth it is it to have her do a really?
Hey, I think it's worth it. They got a shit ton of free publicity about
it. They did.
I would not have known about that elephant thing on Disney Plus if it wasn't because she does the dumb voiceover.
But are people watching it? Is it number one? Do people go, oh, Meghan did the voiceover. I got to watch it.
No, I think the only thing anybody's watching on Disney Plus is Onward. Right, Brandon?
What is Onward?
So Onward was supposed to be released in the theaters, but because of coronavirus, they just put it straight to Disney Plus, and it's just crushing it right now. Like everybody with a kid is planting them in front of it and making them watch.
I see. Yeah.
I mean, Charlotte watched it, so.
There aren't any good movies.
No, we're running out of stuff.
Really? I mean, what? I've just been looking at new release movies that are now released to your home. I can't find anything.
Yeah, because any movie that they thought would make a killing, they've just pushed the date back, like Bond.
There's a cool list of them. Well, we have the Michael Jordan final.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever, Final Stand coming up on ESPN.
Save America.
And we have our concert on the 18th, thanks to my tweet to Bob Geldof.
Can't wait.
And... there was
are you finding that you're running out of things to watch?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. I mean, now it's like you really got to work to find stuff. But there's so much old stuff that I liked. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I like watching over again.
Okay.
So I'm kind of starting to dig into that sort of stuff or movies I just missed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't tend to miss too much stuff. It's a problem. I was going to mention that Meghan... On Archie's birth certificate, which somehow was made public, she describes her occupation as Princess of the UK. What?
Well, sounds like what an American would write if they got married.
And also, she goes by the name, her real birth name is Rachel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
According to the birth certificate. I know, it's kind of weird. Isn't time for Thomas Markle to break his silence? Remember he was going to do that every once in a while?
Yes, and now that they're taking a break, they can go visit him.
She has not visited her mother since she's been here.
Yeah, no, she only lives 10 miles away, too.
Well, that's terrible. I thought her mother was the one family member that she liked.
How much do you want to bet there will be a story about her tomorrow in the tabloids, even though they're taking a break? Because there's
been a story about them taking a break.
There's been one every day.
I'll pick you up on that bet. I'm bored.
Oh, there will be one. Mm-hmm.
I was of the opinion that a lot of this really stupid news, which comes on a daily basis, would simply stop because the people who are making it, and they're trying to make this kind of stupid news, would feel this is so, it just looks so bad to be promoting this, mm-hmm. You know, me nude in my, you know, wherever, or me in this skimpy outfit.
Do you mean like this story?
Yeah, that'd be a good example.
Just read the headline.
Tan mom Patricia Krenzel hosting benefit concert to pay for tanning bed.
Oh, no.
Quarantine won't stop tan mom Patricia Krenzel from seeing the artificial sun. Krenzel announced she'll be hosting a quarantined benefit concert from home in Tampa, Florida, with proceeds going to her children's charity and a new tanning bed for her at-home salon, which will be for her sole use. I'm planning on bringing the tan to me if we're stuck here for a long while, she said in a statement. Tan mom got headlines in 2012, getting arrested for endangerment for taking her then 5-year-old daughter into a tanning bed in New Jersey. Grand jury declined to indict her. She spent some of 2019 in a medically induced coma after suffering cardiac arrest and severe pneumonia. Given her major health scare, Krenzel's isolating herself with her husband and kids amid the coronavirus pandemic. The benefit concert will take place April 17th. And we'll stream via the Stagelt platform.
She's on one of the best platforms. One that one's heard of.
She'll be performing her songs Free to Be Me, Money Maker, and her new single Glossy with her partner Adam Barta.
Oh, no. That's the guy that did Too Damn Big.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he does all the ones with, you know, Tan Mom, Jonah Falcon. He's done a few other different ones, just one-off type songs, parody songs.
But Jonah doesn't get along with him, right? Because didn't Adam steal all the money? Wasn't there an issue?
Yeah, there was something like that.
Do you think Jonah Falcon believes in coronavirus yet?
Well, we should call him and find out. Yeah, we should call. We should call him and give him the opportunity to apologize.
Oh, I have a.
He said, "I don't care. I'm 40. What do I have to worry about?"
What did you call it, Brandon? Your mea corona culpa.
Mea corona culpa.
Let me pull up his number real quick on that computer.
Yeah, I think we need to call him.
He's sheltering at home in place.
I don't know if he is or not because he doesn't think it affects him. He thinks it's about other people.
Hmm.
He must be horrified with no baseball coming up, right?
Well, he loves baseball.
Think of all that time he's got to spend with that big dick of his.
He's going to be so bummed out.
By the way, we still have 9 states that have not shut down.
Great.
And 9 states with religious exemptions.
Are we this, still one?
This has to be about... We were. This has to be about getting reelected, right? It can't be that someone really believes that crowding up people in a church is a great idea right now. It can't be.
Nope.
Got to be about reelection. But this Tony Spell in Louisiana, this guy, you know, he had 3 services packed to the gills. And he said... worship. Don't live like prisoners. You know, we have to kill the Antichrist and all this baloney. I mean, it sounds like snake oil sales. I'm serious. Religion yeah. just seems to be in a worse place than I can remember it in a long time. Just so many stupid, blatant, self-serving things. And it seems that so much of this, you know, Kenneth Copeland, who said he was blowing away the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess as long as there are people who will contribute money, it doesn't matter.
The guy in Tampa that we've talked about before, did you see what has finally stopped him from having services?
The insurance. Yeah. The insurance company canceled the church.
I never thought of, that blew my mind. I'm like, oh, that seems so obvious.
Well, why don't they cancel this ass in Louisiana?
And then there's another pastor too, who went down to New Orleans to preach during Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And as recently, I mean, this guy died. His mission, though, was to go into clubs and bars, play the blues, and talk to people about Jesus. But on the 13th of March, he shared a Facebook posting about coronavirus that compared it to, like, swine flu, and it became all political. And they're casting him as a kind of a doubter. And now he's dead from COVID-19.
Wow.
Because the disease doesn't care.
I just really think all these people... I'm really half serious. When people go to a big event like that at a church and they crowd up like they have been doing, or they go to Central Park where they also have crowds,
yeah.
or they were showing the Los Angeles, what's the vegetable and fruit, whatchamacallit, the farmer's market.
Oh, it's where OJ used to live.
And these people, Brentwood. Just tons of people at the farmer's market. I think someone should really go around tattooing those people. So that any medical person knows if they have problems with the coronavirus, they're on their own because they are not worried about it. So they should just be sheltered somewhere by force if they won't do it. I mean, I don't know. Although a lot of people are really very blasé about this. They feel like, oh, this is bullshit staying at home and we should be allowed to do that. So I don't know. I guess we're really not that together on this. I assume that anybody knew that we just needed to shut everything down for a couple weeks and that would be the best thing we could possibly do. But there's a lot of people that just don't agree with that.
Shutting everything
I mean,
down.
I'm surprised at how many people don't feel that way.
Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
That's the problem. We don't do that here.
I mean, it seems to me at this point, and I know I said this yesterday, when it first started and, you know, we're in the early phases and it's, you know, 50 cases, 200 cases, 20 dead, 40 dead, 60 dead. I realize a lot of people just, you know, could not fathom that it was anything more than just a flu season or something like that. But once, you know, the last week or 10 days? Wouldn't you think that most people would have said, yeah, this is pretty serious and it is clogging up, you know, the medical people are overwhelmed as hell. And it's a lot of death in a very short period of time. And it sounds like a really nasty illness, too. I just would think that people would be coming around.
7, 8, 9, 10, and it keeps growing, growing. Too damn big, it's just too damn big.
But every time I turn around, it's another story about something that's open that you can't believe. In Iowa, it was a sex toy store called Romantics. All 9 locations are open.
Awesome.
Hey, you reached 212?
Hey, Jonah. It's the Drew and Mike show. We talked to you, I guess a couple weeks ago, about coronavirus, and you said you were not concerned at all about it because of your age. And we just wondered if you had a mea corona culpa, if you wanted to revisit that, because, I mean, well, you know, New York. Pretty serious. Heads up. I know you're singing along.
Hey,
Jonah.
Yeah. Okay, Jonah, have a good one.
See you.
Well,
I don't think you'll have a mea corona culpa. Person,
no,
guessing.
I could you imagine being in New York though?
No, and feeling that way hardly. Ugh. Did you guys anybody read about Val Kilmer's book?
Yeah, a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's called I'm Your Huckleberry. It's just sort of a, you know, career retrospective, life retrospective.
Yeah, he's kissing.
Hell yeah!
And
oh, jeez,
he has not. He says he has not had a girlfriend in 20 years. And that he's lonely every day, all day, which I thought, wow.
20 years.
Someone like that to say something like that? I mean, that's, I gotta believe chicks are flocking to this guy.
Damn right.
He talks about his relationships with Cher. Is there anyone that didn't date Cher, by the way? Anyone?
No, everybody's nailed him.
Daryl Hannah, Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
By the way, I was reading something about marriages we forgot about, which was really funny. It was like really short celebrity marriages. And it mentioned Cindy Crawford and Richard Gere. And I was like, well, I did kind of just forget about that completely. They were married.
Mm-hmm.
But Val Kilmer dated Cindy Crawford, Daryl Hannah, Cher, Angelina Jolie. And he also said that Daryl Hannah was his most painful breakup. And he added that he's always loved Neil Young, but I hate Neil Young now.
Because he's Daryl Hannah, ouch, that hurts.
And she's got coronavirus.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's
she have it. And then he said when he got cancer in 2015, he was a Christian Scientist. He was raised a Christian Scientist. Yeah. Cher took care of him. And he had a tracheotomy, chemo, radiation. But I remember when he first got it, the word was that he was not, he would not, or he was refusing traditional medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it got bad, and he did, at that time, accept treatment. And now he's trying to learn to speak again, but as we saw on his cameo, it was really, oh my God, using that voice box, and it was just...
Has he been doing new ones?
I don't know.
Hopefully. I mean... Hopefully not.
Oh, Lord, yeah, Brandon. All right.
He's got a cameo in Maverick.
Oh, he does?
He supposedly does. That's what the story said.
As Iceman?
Yeah, I guess so. Grown-up Iceman. Should we see if he has a new cameo? I
mean, I'm one step ahead of you, my man.
Who else? Is there anybody new on cameo?
Terrible.
I know. It's, well, I mean, if he... That's why when I first saw his cameo, I thought... Wow, Val Kilmer, this seems so sad. Like, Val Kilmer he wants to do this? Obviously he does. He's doing them.
He does not have a new one. He's done 2.
Okay.
So he's made $300.
Hmm. Somebody sent me Celebrity House Hunting today, the show called Celebrity House Hunting, and season 1, episode 2 is Andy Dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. What has he not done, by the way? Hasn't he done everything? Remember his reality show where he was picking an assistant?
I love that show.
That was funny as hell.
That was a great show.
Anyway, the Celebrity House Hunting show is when he was living in the shed.
Yes. Okay.
Everybody, do you guys remember that?
Yeah, yeah. We've talked to him about the shed.
The shed was cool as hell.
Very cool shed. A little small, but yeah, very cool.
What I didn't realize was he put in wood floors in there himself. He did all this design work. Yeah, he does. He's kind of a do-it-yourselfer. Hmm. And at the time, the mother of his kids, Lena, was on the show too. They weren't together, but they had two kids, and she had two kids previously, so they had four kids. Andy in the back, in the shed. And Andy was allegedly sober at the time, 100%, he said.
I want to see that show. What's that from?
It was, I don't know, I guess you can watch those shows on an app, and someone sent it to me on email. I'll forward it to you, but it was just funny seeing Andy. And he seemed really together. I mean, he's always funny.
Are you looking up new people, Brandon?
Yeah, I got a few.
Okay, great. I love Cameo.
Here, I just got on Cameo. Super excited to get to know.
It's who is that, this turd? Idiot bachelor guy.
Lindsay, how you doing? I want to wish you. Oh, we got a little buddy here. That's Soph.
Nice dog. Yeah, great. Cool, so, dude.
Right. Oh, that's Peter the bachelor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my god.
$125.
He's the pilot, right?
He's such a sack of shit.
Hey, who's Colton Underwood? He's a recent.
He's the
guy,
old
right?
The bachelor was a virgin.
Did you hear what
the
he
one
said?
That jumped the fence?
Jumped
that
the fence.
Well, that's talked him? About over and over and over.
I don't know. He
had COVID 19.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. He had COVID.
Did you know he has a memoir coming out? No. Was he the virgin?
Yes, the virgin who played in the NFL.
The memoir is titled "The First Time." And he's talking about how intimate moments include real physiological responses. In other words, he got hard all the time. Probably blew his load a couple times, I would guess, too. But are you surprised that guys in The Bachelor had boners? He said they weren't on TV, but boners are a real, regular, unavoidable part of the show. The producers are sensitive to guys who find themselves in a hard situation. Oh, can this guy get COVID? It's COVID-19 again?
Amazing how these people have a continuing life in the Bachelor Nation and world for years after they're on the show.
He said while he was splashing around in the sea with, I don't know who these chicks are, the producers wanted him to come to an interview, but I wasn't ready to get out of the water because I was rock hard.
Oh, God.
What a dick.
Well,
literally.
If he's talking about how hard he is all the time, then he probably can't get hard. That's my suspicion.
Is that another new one, Brandon?
What's going on, Longerheads 11U Travel Baseball Team? This is Curtis Granderson reaching out from your parents. They wanted me to shoot you guys a couple messages about some things
Brandy.
To do during these crazy times that we're in.
So, yeah, why Granderson is 75 bones.
What, did he blow all his money?
He's not playing anymore.
No, is he that bored that he
you
just
know,
needs
I was,
to do
I was
this
thinking
now?
About this. Am I crazy, or are we going to have a lot of really famous kind of, you know, celebrity artsy type people with no way to make money? I mean, I would think Cameo might just blow up now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they
think of all the projects.
Hey, it's the Jet Ski King from Tiger King. Happy fucking birthday, Kurt. Here you get a little old. But after this fucking Corona bullshit's over with, you need to get out here and ride some jet skis. Drink lots of Vegas bombs. Be safe. And remember, Carol fucking Baskin killed her husband.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I know it is.
That's the guy with the greatest segue in cinematic history.
It's hilarious.
When it cuts to him on a jet ski, and he's doing them all from his jet ski, every cameo he has is from his fucking jet ski, and you can see his phone and his glasses reflection.
From Tiger King. Little shout out to Hanks Homes, BG.com. The number one site in Kentucky for homes for sale.
How much does he charge?
$99.
Really? Wow. Well, finally. Good. He deserves it.
Wow. Here's some long cameos.
Seven
and a half minutes.
Yo, Ben. Ben. That was my dad's name. It was also the name of a rat in a movie.
It's Bob Saget.
Wow.
Happy birthday. 40 years old. 40 years old in these crazy times that we're in right now. And, oh, it's Bob Saget, by the way.
That's a 7.5 one. $250 for Saget.
Good. Trudy, what's going on with your mic today? Why is your mic all jacked again?
I don't know.
I can't really hear Trudy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn your gain up.
Did not know that. Oh, okay.
We need to get Biden's podcast producers on this show. Fix that. Mimi Rogers is doing them.
Who would want a cameo from Mimi Rogers?
Because
she's Tom Cruise's ex?
Oh, boy, yikes.
And I am excited to be getting started here on Cameo. And I'm really looking forward to getting the chance to interact with some of you directly.
Let's see your tubes again.
So, if you would like
interact.
To...
You're not going to interact. You're going to read a script.
Or happy anniversary. Or like a quick story or... Haven't
isn't she
seen
the
a song?
A quick
not
story.
Sure,
what?
You would want to hear me.
That
sing.
Would wear me out.
Isn't she the one that claimed he was firing blanks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I think that's
kind of, but
correct.
you're still cutting out, Trudy.
She's $55.
Who are these people? There's like a list of all these people I've never heard of.
I know there's so many famous people now because of social media.
Jeremy Piven. Oh boy, these are going to be obnoxious, aren't they?
Oh, Jeremy Piven?
What's he got to charge? I think I know what I'm playing after the show today. The Jeremy Piven saga. Let's see.
What's he charging?
$400.
CBRE.
Come on.
Your boys at JC&A want to say well done. Well done. Remember, deny. Now you guys are crushing it.
Make sure we see the Emmy in the background.
And they wanted to make this a very special moment for you. So they hired me. They paid me $11, and it was worth every penny. Keep crushing it.
Wow. 11? Oh, boy.
Okay. Wow. Somebody sent me a picture of, I think it was Monica Gale doing something from home, maybe. And there was like massive numbers. It was like 100 Emmys behind her.
Yeah. Well, you have to, right?
By the way, go to, we're not done with Cameo, are we? We got any more
people? Oh, no, not yet, because I got a few extra ones.
Hey, Mark, check out Fox 2 Saturday night. There's something really funny about the broadcast, because they have Dave Spencer's on in the studio. Okay. And what's her name? Golston?
Hillary.
Hillary Golston. Is, I don't know, she's somewhere else. She's maybe on the weather patio, or she's in another studio, or she's at home. I don't know which. But, yeah, it's Saturday night. But the thing is, they're on split screen, and he's, like, you know, shot from the waist up, and her head is just gigantic. It just fills her side of the screen. It looks bizarre to me. And I kept thinking they'd fix it, and they didn't.
Why bother? It's like Biden's.
This is the one.
Oh, boy.
What do you see this? Look at that. Look at that.
I think she's at home.
I mean, her head just chews up the whole half screen, and he's like shot like a normal anchor. It's weird.
Yeah, I think she's at home, and it's just very close to her camera.
Can't they back up?
I don't know. Maybe there's some bad stuff in the background. Who knows? Maybe she likes being that close.
Yeah. She probably digs.
Oh, dog taking a dump behind her or something?
What were we going to say, Trudy?
Oh, never mind.
No.
Screw it. Fuck it.
She did back up, Drew. Look,
she did. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, it looked bizarre when it opened up. I couldn't stop laughing.
I just have three more for you. Here's one.
Okay.
Doc Antle here from the Myrtle Beach Safari with my beautiful girl, Bubbles.
It's
I want to wish Ryan a 26th happy birthday. At least you made it that far. Hope you become a TikTok star and that you find that lovely girl, Charlie, to marry out there.
So I will say this. Doc Antle is $250.
What?
I will say this.
Get out of here.
Doc Antle knows when the light goes on how to perform.
He does.
How about this guy?
Hey, Charlie, you know I've done a lot of shout-outs and happy birthdays on here, but I'm truly at a loss.
This is one of Tiger King's first husbands.
Yeah.
The
guy with missing teeth.
What a joke.
No one knows his name for real. What is his name?
His name is John Finley, and he's $85 on Cameo.
Oh, my God.
This is the last one I have for the day.
Oh, no way.
Hey, Sammy, it's Honey Boo Boo to tell you a happy 24th birthday. And I know it sucked because you really couldn't do nothing because of the corona.
Honey Boo is like 30 now. She's 700 pounds and she is $35 on Cameo.
She's not so cute after she went through puberty.
How ridiculous. Whoa. It's so stupid. Oh, my God.
I kind of want to hear
So, the AGA members, y'all keep up y'all good work. Y'all are doing amazing. For the people who can't work right now, you are doing amazing in your industry. Just know that you got to keep up good work and fight through and keep pushing, and you all are great. Love you guys.
Wow.
What in the hell are you talking about? Oh, my God. Just the frozen picture of her on every they have them all lined up.
I know. She takes up the whole screen, too.
Oh, she does.
God.
Her head chews up a lot of screen space. It does.
We're in a rainbow. Is she trying to say something?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Why don't you let AIDS help you lose weight?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Are you out of cameo people, Brendan?
Yeah, that's pretty much it for the day.
Did we mention David Spade's going off?
You did, yes.
Comedy Central is trying to get another network to pick it up. And I was looking at that today, and I was like, wow, I'm really surprised. Is he just too old to start a late-night show?
No.
Because I thought the show was fairly hippie. A lot of younger comedians on. He had some big people on, like Sandler and Jim Carrey. Are those people not the draw they used to be?
I honestly think it's the nature of the beast. Look how many late-night shows there are.
But what's Comedy Central going to put on at that? I mean, we talked about it. It doesn't seem like it'd be a super expensive show.
No.
But maybe it's just...
Maybe it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there a paywall on Comedy Central, though? Like, you can get certain shows, but not all?
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they are not...
No, but some, yeah.
Yeah, they're not terribly friendly to people that have cut the cord.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I can't get Comedy Central. I have to play it off my phone and pay for every episode if I want it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I watched Comedy Central because of that. Ever since I cut the cord, it's just not on my radar anymore, except for South Park.
You would think cutting the cord would be impacting a lot of these stations. I can't believe people would pay to watch TV shows very often. I mean, certainly some people will sometimes, but generally speaking, how many people are going to pay to see David Spade's late night show 5 days a week?
None, but you know, CBS has launched their own streaming service. So I would assume since they own Comedy Central that it would be free on that one. But then once again, that's another one you have to buy, which it's not enough for me to really, I mean, I don't really care what's on that CBS.
Well, and South Park is on Hulu, which makes that a little more of a, you want Hulu because there are a lot of shows you can get on that. So that's.
Yeah. Although it's not on until like what, the day after?
Yeah. It takes a day.
Which who cares?
Hey, we didn't, was that police chase today?
Yeah.
There was a big police chase. It went on for like 45 minutes in Detroit. And I was watching it from the chopper camera. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
45 minutes.
First of all, I couldn't believe there was no one near this guy. I'm like, what is he even running away from? Because no one seems to be chasing him at all.
The police were social distancing from him.
And in fact, they were so far behind him. At one point, I don't know if he carjacked a car or he just was driving a car that had his own child in it. He dropped the child off.
Yeah, he was running errands and then it ended because he had to get gas or something. Because it ended in the gas station. Is that the same one we're talking about?
Yeah, Mike, it's a child! Jesus!
I got it.
It's a child!
Yeah, and it was a red car.
Yeah, and he had pulled into a gas station earlier. It's like the guy was just doing his errands.
Right, and they weren't even chasing him.
Not really.
Why, in fact, why did they want to pull him over?
I don't know.
Did they even want to pull him over, or did a camera just follow a guy running errands? Because that's what it looked like.
They should just do that because it got everybody's attention. But you know what's driving me nuts about these police chases lately? There's no audio anymore.
I know, that sucks.
Can they get Armani's at home? Can't Armani just log in and just do play-by-play for us?
Seems like someone should be able to do play-by-play.
He was caught. Plays. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
Oh, that guy was driving a little crazy there, that's for sure. Okay, interesting.
My big takeaway is nobody's on the roads right now.
That's
Everyone's
true. Yeah, it is an easy time to be chased.
I mean, it went on for how long? Did it go on for, Brandon?
44 minutes.
Looks like an hour 45.
Oh, was it that? Oh, okay.
There he is pulling the gas station. Well, the first time.
What did he do in the gas station?
Look at that hot rod coming into the gas station on the other side. What is that?
Oh, cool.
It's like the Batmobile. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are around. I always forget the name of those things. Oh, they look like little go-karts.
And there he goes. Wait, he's pulling back in.
Yeah, because he has to get on the right side of his
He put gas in the car?
Where his tank is.
What, he put $2 in and then he ran out an hour later? He only had $2?
Maybe.
Good God.
Why wouldn't he just steal
the
gas?
Dumbest chance. Worst chase ever.
You're already being chased by the police. Why don't you just fill up your tank and leave? He's got a conscience.
Well.
Yeah, pretty lame ending, too.
All right. Well, let's see. Anything else, anybody?
There's a whole pile of stuff, but I don't know. I'm done. Your malaise is wearing off on me.
I'm not that malaised at the beginning of the week.
I thought 60 Minutes was a good watch last night. Did you guys watch any of that?
What was on there, Trudy? Because I did watch the beginning. I think it was on small businesses.
Yeah, the first one was.
Yeah.
Did you like the second story, Trudy?
The Holocaust victims?
Yeah, with Leslie, what's her name? Stahl? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Is Leslie Stahl amazed by any piece of technology?
Damn it, Leslie, shut your fucking pie hole!
You guys ever notice that? Whenever they do something with technology, it like blows her mind that the thing exists. And that's kind of what it was yesterday.
She has a childlike wonder.
She really does.
But the thing that the shallowest thought that I had, because it was a very serious issue and it was an amazing piece, the things that they put together. And then the technology is going to carry over to any other situation. You know, you could do just private versions of that where it looks like you are answering in real time, even though you're dead. Was that the one victim thought that Dr. Mengele was hot?
Oh, I didn't catch that part. Was that in part two? Because I admit I didn't watch.
Yeah, it was in part two. Yeah.
I didn't watch part two.
She's describing Dr. Mengele and she goes, he looked like a movie star and he was very handsome.
Really?
And they took a picture of him. I'm like, what? He's not at all. He's the, like, what's your frame of reference for that then?
Maybe it was Stockholm syndrome.
Also thought he looked evil too, but it was, that was pretty weird thought. She was one of the twins.
So what they did, the Holocaust survivors telling their stories, but they have artificial intelligence, so anybody can interview and ask them. And Leslie sits down and asks a question. She's like, what was that little glitch or pause right before they start talking? The guy, I think he wanted to smack her and go, this is a fucking computer. That person's not alive, idiot. It has to find the answer. I don't know.
I just saw the first the small business story, and I'm really intrigued by all the reporting. You want to hit the outro, Mark?
Sure.
All the reporting on the economy, because today I know that J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO and chairman of J.P. Morgan, said he thinks GDP is going to drop 35% through 2020 in fourth quarter, which is not now. That's two quarters from now. Will be unemployment around 14 or 15%.
But there is a bright spot. I mean, the market had a really good day today, mainly because they see, oh, look, these numbers dropped.
Yeah, New York's dropping.
Well, so people are dying to put their money back into the market.
Well, yeah, putting in the market is one thing, but, you know, continuing a business that's lost it's very tricky. So I don't know what to think. I'm real curious to see what happens. I mean, I hope everybody pulls it back together and we just sort of move on and move along. But I just wonder how many people will that be difficult or impossible. And they were all over the map on the first story, you know, from people who were just had no work whatsoever, had to shut their business down.
It's all anecdotal too.
And how long they can hang on. But anyway, thanks to Gibby today for coming on to talk about Al Kaline, who, of course, passed at the age of 85 today. And the best to Al's family. One of the all-time greats in this town. I just can't think of any bigger, honestly. And played for the 68 Tigers, of course, won the championship. And that's another great story because Al was missed part of the season, came back for the postseason, and they had to move Mickey Stanley to shortstop to fit Al in the outfield. And he had a great series. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. See you.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. Oh, I thought it was a longer commercial break. I just told Mike Clark we had plenty of time for him to hit the bathroom. There he is. Sorry, Mike.
Fastest pee I ever did.
I had no idea the back width was coming so soon.
Yeah, I figured. No, I had to cut it off. Put a rubber band around it.
Jeremy Piven, watch. Jeremy Piven, watch.
Watch him be late.
Walters. What's up? What?
I think we got Piven.
No way. Yeah. Am I supposed to pick it up?
Yeah.
No, is that Jeremy Piven?
Hey, yeah, is this Drew and Mike from 101 WRAF Detroit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, you guys got the goods, and so do I this Friday, the goods. Live Hard, Sell Hard, starring me, Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy, wait, aren't you even going to reference the fact that you're, let's see, 39 minutes late?
Hey, when you got the goods like me, time's the same everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, that's a slogan that's we use here on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a huge listener. I love you guys because you guys got the goods.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is really clever the way you guys are promoting this movie, I got to say.
Yeah, I'm a huge Big Brother fan, too. Do you guys ever watch that show?
Yeah. Oh,
it's Mark.
Good.
In fact, I watched it when you came on the when you went on the show and surprised everybody, including Lydia, who was sleeping and was caught off guard.
Yeah, it was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was. You had the goods.
Movie, the goods.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they loved it. All the Big Brother guests loved it.
Is he really?
Hey, what are you guys saying in the background there?
Nothing. We're just talking about how... For you to shut up, Mark.
You're kind of a fag, Jeremy.
Mark, you're fooling no one.
Mike, how long do you think it was Jeremy Piven?
Not at all.
I thought it was.
Did you really?
I thought it was Jeremy Piven for like 40 seconds.
I could see it in his eyes when he came over and said, Jeremy Piven's on the line. I was like, no, sir.
I must be a terrible liar. Walters can deceive me at will because I totally thought it was Jeremy
Piven. I saw it. It was all over his eyes.
Piven call yet?
He's officially late.
I thought we were talking to you. It must have been Jeremy Piven, because oh my God, we just hung up on Jeremy Piven.
He's like Clark now Kent. Late. He always misses the guest. Mm-hmm. Comes in like right after they hang up.
Yeah,
I was on the phone with the publicist, so I had to turn the radio down.
Oh, is that right?
Did he call on time. Yeah. I'm wondering.
Well, he's now late great. Again. Is he?
He called early.
Was it 10:35?
He's Mark Kent.
He's 53 seconds late.
Mark Kent's here.
Somebody's calling. Somebody's calling.
Hold on.
Wait. Hang on.
Heads up, somebody is calling. Mark is in the room and the hotline's ringing.
All right, where's Bentley? All right, there's Bentley, there's Joe. All right.
This may be him. And it's 10:36.
All the players,
He's only a minute
are here.
Late.
Is it Bentley's girlfriend?
I predict he
wouldn't
call.
What's the story?
We'll find out.
No, it's not. Is it Jeremy?
Yeah, how's it going?
It is him.
I hate to be the fly in the ointment here, but can I just raise a question? And please shoot me down immediately if you don't agree. But do we need Mark?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, actually.
I've been thinking this for a while. So
I think that's a fair question.
If we're able to be lean and mean, especially while this thing's going around,
right?
I say we kind of just... you know, trim the fat as much as possible.
I feel like we got ourselves a sexy sport car here and we're stuck in second gear.
It's not so much Mark with me. It's that damn iPad. I mean, talk about washing your devices. This guy, I saw Mark just the other week eating chicken wings, mashing the screen on this thing.
I mean,
didn't wash.
He always gets stuff all over his face when he eats. He's a slob. He's a slob.
Beard.
I think it's a health issue for the company.
Mark's kind of like the office jester in a lot of ways.
If you saw Mark in the airport and you didn't know who he was, you'd be pointing at him and laughing at him.
Kind of elbow the guy next to you and say, hey, look at that fool. You know, that's
Mark.
Seth, Kyle, Ed, Kevin, shame on you. Do you even hear yourselves right now? This is a man who's the lifeblood of our organization. He's been with us since day one. He's one of the brick and mortar guys. He's one of the initial bricks. Bricks are built on other bricks, and he's one of the first bricks. Yeah, he's got outdated equipment. But we're all a team here. We're a family.
Just to dovetail onto what Tolliver was saying, I've kind of always thought Mark was essential. And
I've said this before, Mark deserves more.
Not to mention... I forget Mark has 9 kids.
We might even actually want to move into the territory of thinking about promoting Mark, to be honest with you, during this time. I mean, I don't know if we can maybe even give him a little more responsibility.
Mark's a lizard who's going to grow his tail back.